beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Nobody can beat Casey Gideon.
No, why is that? Because you...
stuck them high and I let them fly.
That's what I thought.
I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap.
They can't compete against you, Crazy Gideon.
They cannot. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm crazy.
That's right.
If you don't want for me, you're crazy.
That's right. That's enough.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
Lisa, nobody likes this show.
You know you want it. You know you need it. My goodness, was that a mouthful.
Lisa, never, ever stop in the middle of a hoedown.
It's just so habitual now that it almost seems like just habit.
Kevin, Lisa May, Lisa May!
And now.
Mostly sunny today, we're looking for highs in the 60.
Lisa's the wave of the future.
Our feature presentation.
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me. But let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Come November, it'll be game over. And what you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
That is a good delivery right there.
He's our next president.
You could see them, all three of them actually, reading. You could see their eyes moving as they read it like they've never seen these words before. Wouldn't you want to pre-read something like that and then say no?
The three presidential candidates were on WWE, and they were all bad. You read
that and then you go, no, I don't think so. Let's try again.
Let's do a rewrite.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you know what's coming and you can read it. I mean, it seems like all three of them can give a speech fine.
Yeah.
I thought Barack's didn't sound too bad. But Hillary and McCain definitely sounded shaky.
Yeah. Those old white people can't pull it off.
It's the special interests who've been setting the agenda in Washington for too long. It's all the forces of division and distraction that have stopped us from making progress for the American people. I've got one question. Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
See?
I mean, that sounds fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. You're right. He's the only one that could do it.
Yeah.
John McCain even tripped over McCainiac. Like, what is that word? What does that mean?
I don't know what
that
means.
These people?
Are they supporters? Are they for or against me? I don't know.
80-year-olds don't really know what McCainiacs are.
No, you shouldn't make them say it. That's elder abuse is what that is.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, and it's the 29th of Aprilingus.
Love to hear from somebody, by the way. If you happen to be up and listening to us this morning while you're playing Grand Theft Auto 4, you know, it came out at midnight this morning.
I heard there were lines of people.
Yeah. Just rave reviews. I mean, this is the first video game that people are saying is major motion picture quality. I mean, they're comparing it to, you know, The Godfather and stuff like that in terms of how elaborate enticing the storyline is. And the number we heard last week still resonates with me. They're expecting sales of $400 million this week.
In 1 week.
That's
Isn't that unbelievable?
Which no movie's ever done. It never even gotten close to.
My God. No.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to get that. That looks good to me.
you didn't sign up early?
No, but you know what? What's funny is that the news stories, they're almost like on autopilot. They just go, all right, Grand Theft Auto, let's do another story on the violence.
Right. Oh, that's true.
Okay, it's coming out. A lot of violence. What do you think? People are hurting each other.
Well, they do step up the violence in each new game.
Yes, they do.
That's for sure. There is something new to talk about. But, you kill hookers and run drugs and just everything that all young people aspire to do.
You can drink too much and the screen goes all fuzzy. That's awesome.
But it's getting phenomenal reviews, though, from the people who do that. I mean, you know, 100% reviews and 5-star reviews. I mean, apparently it's just a masterpiece.
The last one that I got that was big was the Call of Duty 4. And, you're shooting people. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I tried to do was turn around and shoot one of my friends. Like, I wanted just to see if I could do it.
Friendly fire.
Wouldn't allow it. Wouldn't allow friendly fire.
Really?
Well, that's not realistic.
No. So I tried it again and again.
You might be a psycho. Who knows?
What the hell? No friendly fire.
Let's try Mike in Riverside, who says he got Grand Theft Auto 4 a week ago. How did that happen?
Hey, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about. That didn't happen.
All right. You got it at midnight this morning. Congratulations.
Yes. It was a long line.
And how is it?
It's a great game. I love it. I've put in about 20 hours into it already.
20 hours nice. Since midnight? That's hard.
You know, it was a time warp. It was a really strange experience.
It's only 5.5 hours ago.
What do you notice? What jumps out at you as being better or different from previous versions of the game?
Well, the graphics are a lot better, and I like the way they handled the police this time, because you can actually get away from the police by just running instead of having to go paint your car.
Yes, and that's a good message.
That is.
I like that. I'm fine with
run
that.
From the police.
What else stands out about this one? You played the other three, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, how's this different?
Well, they toned down the sex a little in this one, which I was kind of disappointed.
Boom!
It doesn't seem as easy to bang the hookers.
That's not good. Come on.
Well, remember the controversy over the last one was it was
exactly.
discovered long after it was on the shelf that there was a secret sex scene that you could unlock.
Right.
You don't know. You probably don't know yet, since you've only had it 5 hours, if there's something like that on this one that is yet to be discovered.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's not. I don't think they'd make that mistake twice.
Probably not.
Yeah, we don't want sex in our games. Violence is fine, but no sex.
Kill everybody.
Just literally kill everybody. But let's tone down the sex a little
Keep
bit.
Keep those pants on.
And by the way, that
you
secret
have a
sex
strip club though, where you can go have a girl give you a lap dance.
No kidding.
They had a strip club in the lap.
Take her top off.
Oh,
she has little X stickers on top of her nipples.
Maybe if you get enough points or something, that'll change.
This is true.
Or maybe you could find some of those cheating tips online or something where you can do it
get
so that
the X's to come
yeah.
on.
Well, you know, like in Rock Band, you can free up all of the songs. You don't have to go through level after level to get to new songs. Just, you know, they're
right,
cheats.
Right, I got to look for the nipple code.
Yes, the nipple code.
Please
exactly.
do and get back to
call
us.
Call us back with the nipple code, Mike.
When I find it, I will send it in.
All right, good man.
All right, dude, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Another satisfied customer right there for Grand Theft Auto. So what's the deal? Is it going to be sold out everywhere? You're not going to be able to get it until the stores get to restocked or something?
I would imagine that's true. I don't know.
That's usually how it works.
I would imagine that's true. Because, yeah, it always works that way. But $400 million in a week.
What does it cost?
Unheard of.
When
I think it's usually like $49 or something like that.
Yeah,
usually.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I think this one's a little more. But what's fascinating is no matter how many they make, it never seems to be enough. Even though they can anticipate what the demand is, for some reason it's still going to run out places.
By the way, if this is more than $49, she better be taking off her top.
Seriously.
That's all I'm saying.
They're just boobs, for God's sake.
That's a ripoff. We've seen boobs.
Yes.
It's a mature game. It's for adults.
Oh, 18 and
it's,
over?
Yeah, it's for 18 and over, so what the hell?
And I'm sure that's all that's playing.
What's the point? I'm sure that's true, too.
Well, good times right there. Speaking of good times, by the way, I know you're tempted when you hear Kevin Bean's voices to go ahead and punch up Big Boy, see what he's doing. But brand new song from Coldplay, we're going to be playing next for you here on the Kevin Bean Show.
Brand new Coldplay.
Oh,
I was excited about that. Also on today's Kevin Bean Show, we're going to talk to Doto.
Are we?
Yes.
Good.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
Well, I mean, as much as we know.
We've been dying to talk to him for a week since he sent us that email.
You didn't mean really like you don't want to talk to him, did you?
No, I mean really like are we really going to talk to him?
Like is he going to come through?
Well,
it's so difficult to get him on the phone. He doesn't seem to understand telephonic communication.
Well, we did try to get him on the program last week, and he said he was going to San Francisco. And to him, that made perfect sense, conversation over. And we thought, well, their phone's there as well.
Right.
But no. So anyway, today, hopefully, we're going to talk to Doto.
Okay.
We got big problems.
He's got big problems.
Might be time to cut Doto loose. Also, we got Spencer the Love Dispenser on the program today.
Good.
Didn't see last night's Hills being spectacular.
No.
Bad?
Some shows are placeholders, pretty much. This one didn't have much Spencer in it, but fortunately, the few moments that he showed up, he continued to be a dick.
Sure. Yeah.
So he had that. And by the way, he and Heidi, and I guess we'll talk to Spencer when he gets here, he and Heidi did attend that the Washington Press Corps
excellent
meeting or something that was over the weekend. And they interviewed him sightseeing around Washington over the weekend, too. And Heidi, by the way, she's at the freaking Vietnam Memorial Wall, okay?
Okay.
She's wearing a halter top. White short shorts and
excellent.
High heels.
Excellent.
I swear to God, she looked like a hooker out
That's
there.
What she should be wearing.
And the paparazzi's interviewing them. And Spencer, I swear to God, I'm not lying. You can see this at TMZ.com. Spencer says, yeah, we saw the White House. You could be looking at a future president and first lady,
Oh, that would be the best.
West. Are you kidding? God.
What is with these people?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And we thought the comedy peaked with George W.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Spencer gets that bad.
By the way, $59.99 seems to be the going price at the Best Buy and on Amazon and stuff like that for Grand Theft Auto.
All right.
You're absolutely right. There better be boobs for $60, for God's sakes.
You know what, does bug me, though, is that they say every single animated movie that comes out, every single video game, they say, oh, this is the best thing you've ever seen. It's just like real life. And then you go, well,
it's good.
You know, it might be a little better than the last one. But
they do say the graphics are always better.
They always do, and I'm sure they are, but not that
discernible
much.
To the naked
eye. No, I mean, you can't go, wow, that looks just like, I think I'm looking through my window.
Yeah.
It's not the case. On this morning show, we also have your final tickets for Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a private show tonight, and we've got your final chance to win coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. And we're going to have to chat off the air and make sure that the idea we came up with yesterday is still sounds good to us.
Thumbs up, I say.
To me, it seemed like the kind of idea you have when you need to have one to get out of a meeting.
Right. And then the next day you look at it and go, what the hell were we thinking?
It's funny.
So we'll figure that out. Also, we're going to get into investigative mode. Bean and I sometimes have to get to the bottom of a story. And in the Congo, we've done this story before, but there's a new, it's a whole new resurgence of this story. There are voodoo doctors, witch doctors, and apparently they're stealing people's penises and or just making them smaller. How about that?
So really? That's what men are saying now?
Yes.
It was bigger.
Yes.
And then
the voodoo doctor made it smaller.
Nice.
This is after he changed it. That's ridiculous, but we're going to call and get to the bottom of it, as we always do.
Mm-hmm.
And Good Samaritan gone wrong. Amy Winehouse headbutted a dude that was just trying to get her a cab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to
She's a delicate little flower.
Take your calls this morning on that on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat Neck.
It's been a very long time since we've had a new Coldplay song, by the way.
It has, yeah.
The album is going to be out in America on June 17th, and it is called Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends. That's the full title of the album.
Death and All His Friends.
I know. And you can go to Coldplay.com, by the way, to get that song for free. And we'll have details soon on some upcoming free Coldplay concerts. So far, it doesn't look like there's going to be one here, but they are going to have a couple of them, at least around the world, where you can show up for free and see the band in concert. All right. It's Tuesday morning, 5:47. Ralph is here. He's got the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Bean's one of Death's friends.
He is.
On MySpace. He's one of his MySpace friends.
Bean loves Death.
Bean hangs out with Death constantly.
He does.
They go to lunch together with the rest of the radio crew. And they have a good time.
We play chess.
Sit around a table. It's like a bunch of old radio guys and just a guy with a hammer and a sickle and a big cloak sitting there.
Pass the salad dressing.
And Bean always wants to sit right next to Death.
Oh, Death, save that seat. I'll sit next to you. Love you, Death.
And then he won't stop talking to Death. Death's like, someone get me away from this guy.
Oh, I wish I could kill myself rather than be in this conversation.
Ralph, did you see the dolphins down at SeaWorld that collided and one of them died?
What?
Oh.
They were doing the show, out there doing the show for the kids and the dolphins. They go up through the air. They collided. One of them died. Right.
Oh, good times.
That doesn't happen very often.
All right, kids, let's go somewhere else. Just
everyone
for a minute.
Say goodbye to Flipper.
It was very sad.
Were you talking to Death when that happened?
I was. Death was on the phone with me at the time. He said, hold on, man. I got to go. I got to build something.
He wants to know if Death has a sidekick.
I'd be the best.
Dead boy. Well, how'd you like to make some quick cash?
Yes.
Load up your friends and head out to the desert.
Si, senor.
Go back to Coachella.
we were just there. What
Go
should
back
we have been
there.
Doing? Why?
Because you have to try to find Roger Waters' inflatable pig.
It's missing?
Yeah, apparently. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd had a giant inflatable pro Barack Obama pig that floated over his set. At Coachella.
I'm sorry, I thought you said a pro-Barack Obama pig.
I indeed did, sir. It was floating over his set as he played a version of Pink Floyd's 1977 song, Pigs. Unfortunately, the pig broke free of its moorings.
Oh, no.
Escaped and went floating off into the desert.
No kidding.
Coachella organizers are offering a $10,000 reward for the pig.
Oh, my gosh.
The pig was last seen wearing pink skin, has a snouty nose, according to onlookers, and pointy pink ears. Should anyone come across it, return it to Coachella Festival organizers, and you will get $10,000 in rewards. Can't miss it.
Nice.
It's painted with the words, "Don't be led to the slaughter," and a cartoon of Uncle Sam carrying two bloody meat cleavers.
Oh, good.
And then on the other side of the pig, it says Obama with a checked ballot box next to it. So if you see that pig, do not attempt to apprehend him yourself. He may be armed and dangerous.
Listen, man.
Hey, yes. Gene Simmons, good to see you up so early in the morning, Gene.
Thank you, Ralph.
What's happening?
Listen, man, speaking of slaughtering the pink skin.
Oh. I'm just... All
right,
not figure out where he was going.
Fill in that one.
That is with that kind of reward, that's almost worth driving around if you got time.
That's what I said.
Does that seem like a ridiculous amount for this?
It does.
I'm sure it's a custom-made, handmade, inflatable pig.
But $10,000?
I bet you it cost more than that to make it. Yeah, it's a huge inflatable pig.
I understand
that. Apparently you don't.
I understand
because
that.
You think they cost $80 to make or something?
No. Go to the 99-cent store, pick yourself up a big inflatable hand-painted pig.
No, but I would think maybe $1,000 or $2,000. $10,000 sounds like a tremendous amount.
You don't know how big it is.
I don't.
It's huge. Dude, you have been out of the inflatable pig market for some time now, apparently.
That's true. Rodwater's band, for those who don't know, his band was famous during the Animals tour of these inflatable pigs above their stadium shows.
I had no idea.
He's been doing for 30 years, and he brought it back for his solo outdoor tour, apparently.
It's blimp-esque.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
I gotcha. Okay.
Like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloon. Yeah.
Well, that's stupid.
Really?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Kevin Ryder School debate.
That's right.
I had no idea that was an old-time thing that he's done forever.
Art imitating life. Amy Poehler has announced that she is about to become a baby mama.
Oh, really?
Oh, Amy.
See, because in the movie...
She and her husband, Will Arnett, one of our favorites from Arrested Development and many feature films, are expecting their first child this fall. So congratulations to the two of them. The circle of life is complete with the Saturday Night Live cast. Sherry O'Terry's father has been stabbed to death.
Oh, no.
Remember Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live?
I do, yeah.
She was Will Ferrell's cheerleader partner in that famous sketch.
Death called me over the weekend and told me this was going down.
I bet he did.
You get advance notice or just as?
Sometimes he tells me just to look for it. He said, this is going to be cool. No one's going to see this one coming.
Sometimes Death will give me a text update.
Is that right?
You just look at his sidekick. So just got another one. Apparently, her father was stabbed to death on the streets of Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Which is more evidence to my theory that country music is no goddamn good.
Is it country music's fault?
Yes.
All right.
Her father, Gaetano O'Terry, who everyone called Tom, was...
I'd call him gay if I were...
Was allegedly... well, you might even hear the rest of the story. Was allegedly killed by his 61-year-old roommate, Richard Fagan, who was a country western songwriter. Once again, confirming my theory that country western is no goddamn good.
You're right on that.
Yeah. If you're 61 years old and you have a 61-year-old roommate...
Yeah.
You're a little flimsy.
You think?
Things aren't going too well for you.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
Boy, that was really gay.
You better hope you're gay at that point.
Yeah.
Because if you're just straight and 61 and you got a 61-year-old roommate and you're two old dudes living together, you just might as well.
That's just sad.
That's just sad. Yeah. Police have arrested him for stabbing him to death.
Wow.
That's a bad way to go.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Let's talk about some happier news, shall we?
Please.
More celebrity presidential endorsements.
Oh,
you know,
thank
I
God.
Love them.
I don't know which I'm voting for. It depends on the celebrities.
I bet you do now, because when I tell you who's voting for whom, you're going to say, I'm on board with them.
All right.
Nicole Richie and Joel Madden.
Oh, thank God.
Finally, they have told us who they're voting for. They told Us Weekly magazine Barack Obama's their candidate. Nicole said, he's caramely black like me. Actually, she didn't say that at all. But, the good Charlotte frontman said that they hope Barack makes it to the White House, thinking he's just a great person.
Okay.
And she knows that how?
You know, if they're pressing you, if you're on the red carpet and they're pressing you for an answer, just say a name. But don't try to follow it up, because whenever you do, you just sound like an ass.
I don't think I would say a name. I just think I would go, who cares?
Right, but if you had to. When you say,
circumstance do you have to? I'm saying you don't.
If you feel compelled... Yeah. Once you say the name, then shut the F up.
Let it go.
Don't say, because he dresses so nicely, or he seems like just a great person.
He's a great person.
Just sound like an ass. Speaking of sounding like an ass, did you see Pam Anderson on Larry King?
No.
This was spectacular last night.
Oh, awesome.
She told Larry that her two-month-long marriage to Rick Solomon never happened because the union was annulled.
Well, legally,
she's
right.
Tell me about the marriage.
No, it never happened. Well, I know, but you were it was annulled, and but you did spend 2 months together. No, it never happened. Because it's annulled, it never happened.
It's like it's completely erased.
Yes, from her memory banks. It just she doesn't have to acknowledge it. It just never happened.
I think Bean's right. Legally, that's true, but that doesn't
mean... not what it means. Legally, reality, it means you weren't legally bound during that time period, but you did.
Doesn't
you
mean
weren't
you weren't
married
together.
For 2 months.
Right, I know.
You spent that time. It happened. It passed.
Never happened.
Tell your two young sons who got used to having a dude around the house that... You were calling your husband for 2 months. Yeah, tell them it never happened when they go back to therapy.
Right. What's with the poll?
Batty broad. And Carmen Electra, meanwhile, is denying the rumors that she is pregnant. Those rumors are just silly, she said. Time to start buying baby clothes.
Yeah
no kidding.
She said the reason that she got engaged to fiancé Rob Patterson of Korn so quickly is because they've known each other for a long time. They understand each other.
Okay.
And so it was a natural step for them to get...
Check out those gigantic knockers.
And she's got gigantic knockers.
That's
that. Speaking of celebrity engagements, Ashley Simpson is sporting a new rock. You know, her fiancé Pete Wentz proposed to the singer... What should we call her?
I don't think I'd go with singer.
Sister
celebrity.
Of a singer?
Sister of celebrity.
Celebrity sister?
I think.
Yeah. Anyway, they got a look at the new ring in Us Weekly magazine. Apparently, it is a 3-carat square-cut diamond worth $100,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She better have, like, 4 vaginas.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
But what are the chances?
Well, I'm just saying. $100,000 for an engagement ring?
25 grand per?
That's what I'm saying. That should be your cap right there. It should be 25 grand per vagina. That's just my theory. And speaking of vaginas, Clay Aiken says he's got a hardcore fan in New York.
Yes.
The New York Daily News reports Clay says there's one woman that has come to see his performance in Spamalot on Broadway at least 40 times and begins her day every day at the stage door where she waits for him to show up at 9:30 a.m.
Oh, God. That's got to be awful for him.
Yes, especially because she's a woman.
It's got to be awful for her.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You have to see Spamalot 40 times.
How sad.
How do you even afford that? I mean, that's really expensive. You got to be working.
Maybe
right?
She's a rich stalker.
Bizarre.
She's a rich stalker. You don't see those very often. And have you heard the news?
Yes.
I'm going to go with
I had no idea this was happening, and we got to find some way to stop it.
Okay.
Before the apocalypse, because I'm convinced this is one of the signs.
Really? This is the end of civilization?
A new sitcom is in the works for the fall. Co-starring Fran Drescher?
No.
Yes.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
Can you imagine?
Oh, jeez.
I kid you not. Fran did an interview with TV Guide magazine saying the pair will play friends since high school with very different lives who live in the same apartment building.
Oh, God.
We're the gals who watch Sex in the City, but we ain't getting any.
Oh, no.
She added.
Really?
Can you imagine Fran Drescher and Rosie O'Donnell sharing the same TV screen?
That's not possible. Who would do that?
Someone evil. Satan.
What
I'm guessing.
Hell?
No, those
Satan?
Two voices, people's ears will bleed all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good can come from this.
Wow.
Just thought I'd leave you with that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jerry Seinfeld.
What's up
with 854? He turns 54 today. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis. Wonder what he drinks for his birthday. Just trying to wonder. If he was going to have something sweet.
Yeah.
Right.
Something cold and sweet. What would Daniel Day-Lewis drink to celebrate his birthday?
Milkshake.
That's what I was thinking, Rodney. Right. He's 51. Michelle Pfeiffer turns 50. That's a pretty spiffy 50.
Yeah. No, yes.
Eve Plum. Jan from the Brady Bunch.
Uh-oh.
Also 50. Not the same 50.
Not as high.
Two completely different 50s.
Yes.
Carney Wilson, late of Abracadabra.
Celebracadabra.
Yeah, she's 40 years old today. Actress Uma Thurman turns 38. And Master P.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah.
He is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
In Africa, they still believe in witchcraft and voodoo and doctors and stuff like that. And they have ritual killings to obtain blood or body parts to sacrifice. And every once in a while, there's a huge scare, and there happens to be one going on right now in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where they are claiming that out of the 8 million inhabitants, some of these voodoo witch doctors are stealing penises. Sorcerers
to make soup or what? What are they stealing penises for?
To make some kind of a, I don't know, some kind of a sacrifice, I guess. I don't know. Right. But they're all freaked out by it, and they're actually killing, they're lynching people. They're lynching some of these people that they think are witch doctors because they do not want their penises stolen.
What they do is they take your penis, they lay it out on a board, they cut it down.
Oh, no, wow. No details.
No, that seems a little much.
All right, let's stop this right now.
Here's the best part.
I know, but I'm asking you to stop.
But here's the best part.
But I'm begging you to stop.
Right, but I haven't gotten to the best part yet.
Okay, what's the best part?
The best part is that they also claim that these witch doctors walk through the streets and all they have to do is touch you and your penis gets smaller.
Penis.
That's what they're claiming.
Nice.
They can't just admit they have a small penis. They have
just
to
like
say,
Rosie O'Donnell.
A witch doctor touched
just
me.
Just like Rosie O'Donnell. She touches you and your penis gets smaller.
Here's a quote from a 29-year-old. It's real. Just yesterday here, there was a man who was a victim. We saw what was left was tiny.
Penis.
Was his name Psycho Mike?
No, Psycho Mike says he's moving to Chicago. He'll be freaking Tommy Lee out there compared to everybody else. So what I'm going to suggest, Ralph, is that we call the Congo.
Okay. Yes.
And what get to the I want to suggest is you just go to commercial now.
Kevin and Bean, investigative reporters.
Why wouldn't we want to talk to somebody in the country where this is happening and get more information beyond what's in this paltry story in the newspaper?
Because if... by freak circumstance, if you happen to get someone on the phone after dialing six times, after busy signal after busy signal, you will talk to someone at a hotel who has no idea what you're talking about.
The Grand Hotel Kinshasa.
See, this is what I'm talking about. And then the whole thing will just fizzle to a whimper, and then we should all be disappointed.
Congo is 8 hours ahead, so they should be open and doing business. Very
and
excited
clueless
about that.
When it comes to this ridiculous story.
Clearly they've heard of this story. This has got to be big news in the country where it's taking place, Ralph. I'm sure they've heard of
it. If penises are disappearing, that you'd think would be a big story.
Penis.
Kinshasa is the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. We'll be talking to someone momentarily. There we go. See? The phone's already ringing,
Ralph.
Here
we go.
This is progress.
I predict nightmare.
Go. Hi, do you speak English? Yes?
Oui.
That sounds French.
Do you speak English?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay.
Oh. Okay.
Please tell us about the reports that we're hearing in the United States that people's penises are disappearing. Is that true?
I don't think so.
Hello?
Okay. Write the hold music. That's what I'm talking about.
That's she's okay. Getting someone on who knows.
She's right. Going to the director of penises?
To the penis director, yeah.
Penis.
Hello? Hello?
No.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Hi.
Hello. Do you speak English?
Hello.
Do you speak English?
Okay. He does, yes.
We're calling about a story in the news of penises disappearing in your country. Do you know anything about it?
About?
Yeah.
About penises disappearing. Black magic, voodoo, that sort of thing.
Which
penises?
Doctors?
Do you know penis? Wee-wee, you know?
Wee-wee is going to clarify it.
He thinks you're saying yes, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Sir, do you know what a penis is?
Right?
Penis B.
I'm sorry. Mm.
We're reading a story. We're reading a story here. This is going well.
No, see, this is what I'm talking about.
We're reading a story in the news in the United States that in your country, witch doctors are stealing penises.
Do you have any thoughts at all about that?
Hung up.
Can you respond?
Hello? This is why I'm telling you.
They both were afraid.
Why do you do this?
They were both afraid.
Time and time again when the result is as inevitable
call the hotel
as
Memling.
Death and taxes.
The hotel
maybe,
Memling.
Maybe there was a witch doctor right there and they couldn't say maybe. Anything because they
exactly.
were afraid.
Kevin Bean are horrible
they were
at what
afraid.
They do for a living.
They were afraid
they
that
were
their
afraid.
Penis would be stolen
I
and they could not speak.
Fear.
Did you hear fear?
I heard fear.
All right, Hotel Memling.
Oh, well,
it's
the Memling.
Nice
should have started with the Memling. Everyone knows.
This is
Bienvenue à l'hôtel Memling de Kinshasa.
You speak French there or something, guys? Is that the deal of the Congo?
We're just starting to learn that?
Please hold on. An operator will answer you.
Ooh, see, this is going well. We got a recording.
I'd like to give her my penis.
Do you speak English?
Which doctors?
I'll just do the call for you now, so we don't have to waste any more time.
Which doctors are stealing penises?
L'hôtel Mixata vous dit bonjour.
Bonjour. Yes. Good afternoon. Do you speak English?
Yes, I try, sir.
Excellent.
Excellent. We're calling about a report in the news of penises being stolen in your country. Have you heard of this?
Oh, the line, please. I passed the reservation, please.
Exactly. Right. I'm sorry?
What?
No!
Not me. Trees of gold.
I don't know how that song goes.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you speak English, ma'am?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. We were reading a news story here in the United States about the Congo and how witch doctors are stealing men's penises. Is that true?
Sorry? What did you read on the newspaper?
Yes, we read in the newspaper.
Tell her what you read.
That there are that there are witch doctors in the Congo who are stealing men's penises.
I don't know if it's true. I saw it on TV as well.
You saw it on TV as well?
Oh, interesting. Wow. Interesting. Why do so many people believe it?
I don't know. Mommy, I don't believe in those things.
Well, we saw that...
We saw that
witch doctors are being lynched. They're being killed because people are afraid that their penises are going to be stolen.
No, no.
That's not true.
Is there a witch doctor? No. Is there a witch doctor threatening your penis right now?
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's just an area. Yeah.
So are you? So it's not true. That's not happening.
No, it's not true.
Not
we
true.
Don't believe in that.
You don't believe in that.
Don't believe in that. Okay, very good. I would like to say that's a successful resolution of this call to the Congo,
would
Ralph.
You, would you like to say that?
Yes, I would.
So you called the Congo to find someone.
You must
thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
Okay, pleasure. Okay, bye.
Bye now.
We called the Congo to talk to someone who saw it on television.
She said it's not true.
That worked.
She said she didn't believe in it.
But she knows about the story.
You
can
ask Lisa and said, do you believe it? She said, no, I don't believe it. Same result.
We got a hold of somebody.
Smaller phone bill, same result. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. I know this is not going to be a popular suggestion, but what about a tiebreaker? What about one more call?
Are you high? It takes 100 to find somebody who knows about the story.
We called the first one and they didn't know anything about it. We called the second one and she did know something about it, yet the results are sketchy. Let's do one more and find out. If maybe we could, you know, get the consensus opinion here.
Guess I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
Right.
Guesthouse de Macambapanya. I'm not sure I said that right.
That was perfect. It's flawless.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Congo?
Hello, this is the Congo.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show calling. Do you speak English?
Yes, I do speak English.
We're calling to find out about those penises that are disappearing. The witch doctors are taking them in your country.
Oh, you mean the penises that are disappearing or shrinking because the witch doctors are putting the voodoo spells on them?
Yes!
Yes! That's what we mean.
Never heard of the story.
Sir, you just told us the story.
It was a lucky guess.
A lucky guess? What a shame. We hear that there's lynchings going on, all kinds of problems going on, no?
There's no problems going on here in the Congo.
None at all.
Uh-huh. Except, holy crap. My penis has just shrunk.
Your penis has just shrunk?
Yes.
Interesting.
I think it's because I'm talking to who? Two homos. You made me scared for my penis.
How
wait
dare
inside
you.
My body.
How dare you?
Why make one call when you can make one call too many? And what does that mean in the click language?
This bit always blows when you do it.
I love that I Will Possess Your Heart, that new song from Death Cab for Cutie that we're playing here on K-Rock, by the way. This is going to be a big album for this band. They really broken through in the last couple of years, and you get a chance to see on a tiny, tiny club called Spaceland tonight. We gave away tickets all day long yesterday. K-Rock Private Show with Death Cab for Cutie And we're going to give away tickets right now with a brand new game that I can't believe made it to the air.
Well, here's the thing. We sat around yesterday and we said, Death Cab for Cutie. Death Cab for Cutie. How do we come up with a game? We need to give away some tickets. We have the final tickets for tonight's show. Death Cab for Cutie. Death. Death.
Death.
Okay, let's focus on death. And then someone said, how about people that died in car accidents? And we said, no. And then we couldn't come up with anything else, so we said, what about that car accident thing? What about that?
That sounds really good.
That's a great idea.
Let's do that.
And that's why we now present for your enjoyment, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin and Beans.
Kevin and Beans.
Say it.
Say it.
Vehicles of death.
Want to go for a ride? To hell. Cars and corpses make vehicles of death for me. And a corpse! Vehicles of death! If you can drive it, and there's dead stuff! Vehicles of death! Point A to point B! Plus death! Vehicles of death! Seriously! Death, death! Hell, death! Vehicles of death!
Yes.
Nothing sounds more appropriate for Death Cab for Cutie's music than that intro. So 1-800-520-1067. We're going to ask a question about a famous person who died in a car accident. All you have to do is tell us what celebrity we're talking about. Who's our first player?
Let's start with Frank in Whittier. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, guys.
You understand how vehicles of death works, right?
Yeah, we'll try.
We're going to explain. We're going to ask you a question. The answer is going to be the name of a celebrity who died in a car accident.
Okay.
It's as close to Death Cab for Cutie as we could get. Sorry.
Because we couldn't find anyone who died in a cab. That would have been ideal, but we couldn't find it. All right, listen up. Here's your question. This famous Brit died in Paris in 1997 while trying to avoid the paparazzi.
That queen and... Princess Diana.
Yes!
I did not think you were going to pull out of that one, man. Well done.
All right, and that's the easiest one, by the way. All right, you got tickets for tonight. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Frank. It's not a drawing, by the way. You automatically win the tickets for tonight's private show. Let's go to Stephanie in Northridge. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Did you know Princess Diana?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What was she like?
You might know this one, too, because princesses in cars apparently just don't mix. This 1982 car crash victim was an Oscar-winning actress before she became royalty in the tiny European principality of Monaco. 1982. Won an Oscar, promptly died in a car accident.
Grace Kelly.
Yeah, that would have been a great answer before the buzzer. Thank you for playing, though.
Sorry, Stephanie.
So sorry. You know what she didn't do? She didn't get vehicles of death.
No, she didn't.
And you have to. You have to do that. Adam in Diamond Bar, good morning.
Dude, that is whack. Why do you got to give away the easiest question on the first one?
It was
only car crash I could even think of.
It was by far the easiest, by the way.
Stick with us. You're going to be surprised how many famous car crashes there have been that have killed celebrities. Like this one, for instance. Back in 2002, not that long ago, this car crash in the Honduras left the band TLC without the L in their group. Who was the victim?
TLC.
L got killed in a car accident. Who was she?
I don't know. Tanisha Coker.
Yes, Tanisha Coker.
Oh, wait, no.
That's why they called her L.
Or Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Thanks for playing. You remember Left Eye?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? She was my favorite of the three. Stacia in Corona. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stacy is a high school teacher.
Oh, okay.
All right. Listen up. We're talking about Death Cab tickets for Spaceland tonight. Here's your question. Maybe you've taught your kids about this famous American. He was a legendary Rebel Without a Cause actor who checked out in a Porsche Spyder in 1955 right here in California.
I believe I know this, but I teach them Catcher in the Rye. That would be James Dean.
Look at you.
That's an unfair advantage, don't you think?
Well done.
Have fun tonight. Thanks for playing.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Fullerton. Good morning, Mike.
How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Vehicles of Death, you understand, is the game we're playing here on K-Rock.
Vehicles of Death!
This deadly accident at Chappaquiddick taught everyone to never accept a ride from this member of this famous political family. Now, we're not looking for the person who died. We're looking for the person who was driving this time. Who was he?
Kennedy.
First name, please.
Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy. I'm sorry. No, you're looking for Ted. Senator Edward Kennedy is the answer this time.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, nice try.
Well, I'm saying that's close. I'm saying we should. Oh, wow.
Sure not right, though. Huh?
David in Newport. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Very good.
Hi, Dave. You can tell Ralph wrote the questions. This world's greatest Austrian pop star died in 1998 when his car was hit by a bus. But no one knows if his last words were, "Rock me in my way, bus."
Say it again.
World's greatest Austrian pop star died in 1998.
He has no idea.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, we're looking for Falco. Falco is who he's, of course, the guy who did Rock Me Amadeus, the song. We got time for one more Death Cab for Cutie tickets, and then we'll tell you about a way you can see them in Southern California with a date that we are going to announce on our show in a moment.
John and Whittier, good morning.
Hey, first thing first, I'll tell you, Falco is the greatest.
Okay.
Rock star.
Wrong, but okay. Here we go.
All right, listen up. This fat, screaming, long-haired, beret-wearing comedian often made jokes about driving while drunk, and in 1992 he quit drinking. And then what do you know? Promptly died in a car crash outside of Needles, California. I guess the joke's on him.
Well, if I was going to scream and yell and tell you about his comedy, I would tell you that I can't remember his name right now.
Oh.
Well, I love the guy. I love his comedy.
Yeah.
You remember him so much.
It's on my tie. I just can't remember his name.
Yeah.
We had him as a guest on this show frequently back in the day. We're talking about Sam Kinison is the name you're looking for.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Sam Kinison.
Oh, yeah, Sam Kinison.
I had the same problem. I could picture him, but I couldn't think of his name.
Thanks for playing. Nice try. If you want to see Death Cab for Cutie, it's too late for Spaceland. However, they have announced a show June 23rd at the Nokia Theater LA Live, which is going to be with special guest Rogue Wave as the opening act. June 23rd. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Death Cab for Cutie is coming to the Nokia, so that's going to be your next chance to see it. And thanks for playing Vehicles of Death.
Vehicles of Death.
See, because we couldn't find anybody that died in a cab.
Right.
So we did Vehicles of Death.
We just went with vehicles, just generic vehicles.
Because we're good.
Let's make a note not to do that again. It's 6:38. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. How about, we always talk about this, Kevin, things that you think of to do when the weekend rolls around. You go, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? Yep. And then most people just kind of get stuck to the same old things, and they never think, hey, there's something going on that's a few miles down the road that I ought to check out and I would love if I just took the time. And one of them is happening this weekend. We're talking about professional volleyball, folks. The AVP Crocs Tour Cuervo Gold Crown Huntington Beach Open is happening this weekend on the pier. Go to avp.com or listen up as we talk to one of the greatest volleyball players in the history of the sport. Carrie Walsh is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I couldn't believe when I heard that you guys were already up and practicing at 6 o'clock in the morning. What kind of a schedule is that?
Oh, it's miserable. I'm actually on 405 heading down to Laguna Beach. So,
excellent.
You know, it's worth it.
So you're going to be sitting in traffic for another hour and a half.
I know. There's an accident in Seal Beach. I'm not a happy girl right now.
Oh, no.
You guys.
Now, how's it been going for you? How's this season been going for you?
So far, so good. We've had two tournaments, and Misty and I have yet to play our best volleyball, but we actually were able to win the first two, which is wonderful. To win when you're not playing your best. And we have a huge tournament, like you guys said, this weekend at Huntington Beach. And for us, it's a really big one because it's Cuervo Crown, which means there's a lot of money at stake. There's a lot of pride. And we want to take it down this weekend. So hopefully we'll see you guys and a lot of your listeners out there.
I've been to the AVP events a lot, and they are really fun.
Yeah.
And especially the one in Huntington Beach, which is just a great spot. And it's going to be all weekend long this weekend.
Is that where it got started? It was down there on those South Coast beaches?
You know, I don't even want to admit to this, but I don't know which beach beach volleyball started on, but, you know, it's a California sport. It was definitely, you know, it's organically grown here in California. I'm not sure which beach, but we can say Huntington. That works for me.
Sure. Yeah, that works. You're going to be there this weekend.
You know, I was on the AVP site, and I was reading up about you, and I think they call you 6 feet of sunshine on the site, by the way, which they've got to stop with. They've got to stop with that.
I absolutely agree.
Come on. How do you want to get rid of 6 feet of sunshine?
6 feet of sunshine.
That's strong.
But, I mean, your statistics are amazing. The amount of matches that you've won, of obviously winning a gold medal at the Olympics and everything. But one of the numbers that really struck out is they were talking about how, you know, you've made over $1 million playing volleyball. And you've made more internationally than you have in this country for far fewer matches. How is that possible? Is it big money to play around the world, Carrie?
You know, there's a lot of prize money internationally. Basically, because you have all the best teams from the best countries, you know, playing internationals on this international tour.
Mm-hmm.
You have
wonderful international sponsors. But here in the U.S., the stat that you don't see is that I have unbelievable sponsors that, aside from my prize money, I get paid a salary to do what I do. So you can make a very good living playing beach volleyball here in the States as long as, you know, you're winning, kicking butt, getting on TV, talking to people like you, and you have the support of your sponsors.
And as long as you're 6 feet of sunshine.
Right, exactly. I remember a few years ago, it was a little bit eye-opening to realize how many good basketball players there were around the world. When you saw some of the teams that showed up for the Olympics and stuff, would I be surprised at how good the level of competition is with teams from other countries in your sport as well?
Absolutely. You know, I've been playing, this is my eighth season, and I've been playing all around the world, all around the country for 8 years now, and it still shocks me that places like Norway and Switzerland and Germany kind of create these unbelievable beach volleyball players. We don't really, you know, picture people playing on the beach out there, but, you know, they bring in the sand, they love the sport, they have a lot of backup by their federation, which means, you know, they're allowed to play without having a 9-to-5 job, and people love it. You know, I think people love the lifestyle of our sport, they love the sexiness, and they love just the fit and healthy, you know, way people are going about their jobs.
I really like that they bring in sand to random places just wherever they want to have a beach volleyball thing. You can't really bring the beach, so you just bring a bunch of sand.
No, exactly. But we get to play right in front of the Eiffel Tower. We get to play in the Alps. You know, this weekend we're on a natural beach, which the players love, in Huntington Beach. We get to play all around the country on the ADP. And, you know, it really truly is the best job in the world because my offices are, you know, in the best beaches in the world. They're in the best place in the world, the place you would never expect us to be.
Unbelievable. Well, the AVP, as we said, is a great event. If you've never been to it before, you owe it to yourself to check it out. It's supposed to be nice this weekend down in Huntington Beach. And you and Misty, you won this thing last year, right?
We did. That's always the goal, darling. We get a little grumpy when we lose. So, yeah, we won last year. I think the year prior we lost, so we want to keep the winning streak alive.
All right.
Okay. So go root on Carrie Walsh and Misty May, trainer, I guess is the married name. I can't get used to saying that. They're going to be down there in Huntington Beach along with all the athletes. Go to AVP.com for more details on that. And K-Rock, by the way, is going to be on site at all the AVP events all the way through September. Carrie, great luck this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And good luck with the traffic.
Thanks.
Ralph Garmer is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. Ralph, what's going on besides Grand Theft Auto today, which we're going to be talking to about after the news?
Yeah, we'll talk to it and about it.
Yeah, both.
Both of those things. Yeah, people are... projections are $400 million in sales.
Come on.
In a week, by the way.
Week. This week, that's what they're...
A week.
That's a lot.
A week. That's what they're suggesting, so... get your copy now.
We found the dorkiest review ever that we're going to hear after the top of the hour. This is a very Roland-esque type person who's like, Grand Theft Auto 4 is the most realistic game for people that like to play games. So we'll hear some of that after the top of the hour. It's my impression of him, Rob.
Oh, I see. It's very entertaining. That's good.
How does Harold and Kumar feel with all the work they put into their movie to make $14 million in their opening weekend?
Yeah.
And Grand Theft Auto is going to make like $200 million this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is $60 a pop.
True.
Right.
$90 if you want the special edition.
Yeah. That's
and true. The difference is?
No tape on the boots?
$80. yeah, so, I mean, if Harold and Kumar was charging you $60 a ticket to get in,
sure,
they'd be making that kind of money too.
They could probably compete,
yeah, sure,
but they can't. You know what will make $400 million its opening week?
No,
Iron Man.
I bet.
Saw it last night.
Oh, you saw it last night?
Did you? Iron Man last night.
Tell me,
you've been looking forward to this one.
I can't say anything. We have to wait for the movie beat on Friday.
Tip his hand.
We have to wait for the movie beat on Friday.
Oh,
how was it?
Come on,
I can't tell you.
How was it?
Was it good? I can't tell you.
Was it good or was it great?
I can't tell you, but it rhymes with schmrate.
Okay? Okay. All right. That's cryptic enough.
That's all I can give you. It's all
John Favreau has never made a bad movie, so I have great confidence in him.
Favy shows up in this, too.
Does he?
Good.
Tony Stark, who is the secret identity of Iron Man, has his driver, has his bodyguard and chauffeur. I was like, dude, just not enough. You're directing the movie. Couldn't throw that role to me or some other dying actor who would love to be in the Iron Man movie. You got to play it, you greedy bastard.
An Iron Man needs a bodyguard, really?
Well, he does before he gets the suit.
No.
But otherwise, we'll talk more about that on Friday. You know who also needs a bodyguard and a chauffeur? How you like that for a
nicely done
seg? Stone Temple Pilots frontman Scott Weiland.
Really?
What's going on with him?
Yeah.
He got sentenced yesterday to 8 days in jail. For his misdemeanor DUI back in November of 2007 when he had a little fender bender on the L.A. freeway.
Scott has to serve his time before May 28th. He's going to have to do it sooner than that because STP is scheduled to do their first live show since 2002, May 17th in Columbus, Ohio. So he better get to serving.
Yeah.
Get to serving or get out.
Get to serving.
As we say.
Who says that?
We do.
All right.
Speaking of STP, they are adding dates to their national tour. I mentioned already that they're going to be at the Virgin Mobile Festival at Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore.
Okay.
Along with Foo Fighters, Jack Johnson, Kanye West, Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
Stone Temple Pilots will be performing. Some other bands have just been added yesterday. Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Yeah.
And Chuck Berry.
Oh.
Father of rock and roll.
Chuck Berry still alive?
Johnny B. Good, 82-year-old.
I love him so.
Chuck Berry will be performing. Wow. Gets paid in cash still to this day. Big suitcase full of cash backstage. I love awesome. That about him.
By a coincidence, Ralph, when I was coming down for Coachella last week, I brought along the Chuck Berry autobiography. Read the first half on the plane on the way down, the second half on the way back. So I'm very much in the Chuck mode this week. I'm excited to hear that he's going to be playing the show.
That may have been the best story you've ever told.
Yeah. STP is also going to be playing.
Wait a minute, I want to hear more.
No, I got to move on.
You speed through it or just take your time?
I got to move on. I just can't.
I enjoyed it. I read it at a regular
anymore.
Pace. I love Chuck Berry so much. I'm just happy that he's still working.
Stone Temple Pilots also added to the Voodoo Music Festival. Which will happen in New Orleans. That's right. Yeah, it is the 10th anniversary of this event. October 24th through the 27th. It'll be happening. You can get, it's a festival like Coachella. $100 tickets for all 3 days. Go on sale on Friday. It's STP, Nine Inch Nails, and REM are the headliners for that gig.
Wow. So, great film.
A lot of good music going on this year.
Is anyone still excited about REM?
I guess REM fans are.
New album's the best thing they've done in 10 years, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Finally, someone is stepping up and saying Amy Winehouse is a complete nutloaf. That person is Mitch Winehouse, her dad.
Oh, yeah.
He has announced that he wants his daughter to be institutionalized.
Really?
He's begging the medical care professionals as well as legal professionals to help him put her in an institution where she can be safe, he says. He says the wheels are already in motion. He's talking to her management. And he said, look... A couple of weeks in rehab is not going to help her. She needs intensive therapy for a long period of time in a lockdown facility in order to save her from herself.
Wow.
It's refreshing to see a celebrity parent take that view as opposed to, I'm still getting cash from her career.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad, sad stuff.
Yep.
Also is the fact that, you know, this Jericho thing.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yes. Where they brought the show back by sending peanuts to CBS.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Only to have it canceled another 10 episodes later or whatever.
Nuts.
This has spurred a lot of people on into believing they can save any show that they want.
Oh, no. Who's sending what?
Now fans of
Bulls.
Fans of Moonlight.
What?
Moonlight.
Oh, Moonlight.
That's
the vampire
super
show.
Super low-rated vampire drama on CBS.
On Friday nights. Yeah.
The fans of that show are desperately trying to keep that show on the air by staging nationwide blood drives in support of the show. They have partnered with the American Red Cross to get people to give blood to save Moonlight.
I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
Well, at least they're doing something with it instead of sending nuts.
He's a vampire.
He is a vampire.
And they love them some blood.
Yeah.
See, it all comes together.
He's like a CSI agent, by the way, that investigates situations, but also a vampire.
Huh. There's like a private eye or something.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I watched it once.
Then don't tell me he's a CSI guy. Just like you know what the show's all about.
I'm trying to remember. That's all. I'm just...
I think you're thinking Dexter.
No, I'm not thinking Dexter. I know.
Or Moonlighting, maybe.
Yeah,
I watched the show once, and it was not good.
That would have been so great if Kevin said, yeah, they're like private detectives, and she used to be a model or something, and this guy looks like Bruce Willis, and they fight
like
crime
each other.
Together, and they like each other, but they never have sex.
Balls.
And lastly, Hilary Duff has turned down the lead role in the CW's remake of Beverly Hills 90210. Guess she's got bigger fish to fry. The good news is Daily Variety announces that Shanae Grimes from Degrassi, The Next Generation, will play the part of the Kansas teenager who moves to 90210 and has to go to school there. Fresh as today's headlines.
How will she fit in?
Poorly, I'm guessing, at first, and then better as seasons progress.
I don't know this actress. Is she hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Okay.
And Lori Loughlin apparently will play her mom.
Ooh, yeah.
Who's hot. She was on that
Full House, right? Wasn't she?
I believe so. Yeah,
yeah. She's good looking.
She's cute. Yeah,
she's all right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Master P celebrates his 38th birthday today. Can I hear you from the master again? Uma Thurman also is 38. Carney Wilson.
What?
Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips. And most recently of Celebracadabra.
Yeah.
Where she had her wand broken.
She did. She got kicked off the first episode of Celebracadabra.
She's bad at magic.
She's bad at everything.
She kept hiding rabbits.
She's good at eating.
Up her sleeve, and she kept eating them. That was the problem. Yeah. She could never make one appear because she reached in the hat. It would just be bones. Just rabbit bones sucked dry. Just ears and bones. That's all I'd find in a magic hat.
Carney, your wand.
Break it.
No, they didn't.
Break it.
Eve Plum, who played Jan on The Brady Bunch. Marsha, is 50 years old. How can Jan Brady be 50?
Whore.
Also 50 today is Michelle Pfeiffer. The Fife.
Is she known as The Fife?
She's The Fife. Hmm. Daniel Day-Lewis is 51 years old today.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Yes, you do. And Jerry Seinfeld is 54 years old today. And Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
Wonder how many people are calling in sick today?
Well, I know for a fact that there are some who took the day off knowing that they were going to be playing Grand Theft Auto 4. That was going to be their plan for today, sure.
They're going to go get it. They're going to get it at midnight, and then they're going to play it for 24 hours, yep. And then maybe go to bed before they go to work tomorrow.
Yeah,
I guarantee there's somebody out there playing who can call us or has already played the game since they bought it at midnight. We want to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph was saying in the Showbiz Beat a few minutes ago that they're expecting $400 million in sales in the first week. For Grand Theft Auto 4. Of course, this one is available for Microsoft's Xbox 360 as well as the Sony PlayStation 3. And the early reviews from First Thing This Morning we've heard is that it's the best yet.
Grand Theft Auto 4 is undoubtedly one of the best games to come out this year. Like with the previous games, it has everything a gamer wants, from driving crappy cars to running down innocent civilians with your crappy car.
Yes. This guy is not exciting. He's not a very good reviewer.
Who does he work for?
I don't know. Like one of these gaming channels or whatever, but he's doing a review on YouTube, and he manages to make a pretty fun game sound horrible. And we're going to take a few calls here in a couple minutes.
You play as Niko Bellic, who is an Eastern European attempting to leave behind his past. He arrives in Liberty City in hope of fulfilling the American dream, but later finds out that his cousin, Roman, has only lied about his success and wealth.
Bastard.
As you progress through the story, you do various jobs for certain people, from killing people to escort missions. Each mission is unique and gives you a part of the entire storyline.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Your girls are 10 now, Kevin. They're about ready for Grand Theft Auto 4, aren't they?
Oh, they destroyed 3. I mean, they just nailed it. It was unbelievable.
I haven't heard as much this year, and again, we're going to take your calls if you're already playing the game, 1-800-520-1067. I haven't heard as much this year from people who have been protesting or threatening to boycott or anything like that or going in front of Congress to try to get stronger rules against games like this. It seems a little muted, and I don't know if I just missed the stories or if it's really not happening as much because people have just given up and realized it's the biggest video game in the world. Good luck.
Yeah, they don't seem to be stopping it, and this is the fourth one. And, I mean, they do. I mean, you can, you know, kill everyone. That is part of the game. You can kill innocent bystanders and, you know, you can kill police occasionally in some of the games.
It sounds like they pulled back on the sex a little, though.
Yeah. And really, if I'm paying $59.99 and it's a mature game and there's a strip club you could go into.
I know. That's bogus.
What?
Well, the listener we spoke with at First Thing This Morning at 5:30 told us that there were pasties on top of the nipples, too, which I can't imagine in a mature game that's necessary. But let's talk to some people, find out how they're enjoying the game so far. How about Mike in Burbank, who bought it at 1 o'clock this morning and is still up and playing it? Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You got it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And how's that going for you?
My eyes are pretty much bloodshot red and they burn, but hey, you know what? I have a game. It's awesome. Now, I wouldn't look back on it.
Now, do you have a job that you're supposed to go to today or school?
Around 10 o'clock today, so.
Are you going to make it?
All right.
So you're just going to go with no sleep?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
What, 4 hours, that should be okay.
What struck you as being different or better about Grand Theft Auto 4 compared to the previous versions?
It's more detailed. The storyline's a little more interactive. There's a lot more to do opposed to the other Grand Theft Autos, to where you're spending most of your time running around doing nothing other than...
There are more than 90 story missions that will take anywhere from 30 to 45 hours to complete.
30 to 45 hours to complete.
Really?
90
All
missions.
All right, Mike, thanks very much. Let's talk to Alan in Mission Viejo. He's on line 7. He played it for 6 hours already this morning since he got his game. Hi, Al. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
What can you tell us about Grand Theft Auto 4?
Well, I was at line about, say, 11:30 waiting for it.
Right.
And it's honestly probably the best Grand Theft Auto that's been out so far.
Now, are you just saying that because it's all new and you've been playing the old one for too long?
No. I mean, the storyline's more intricate, the graphics are a lot better, and it's almost like a brand new look onto the game.
Yeah. How much blood is there this time around?
Say it again?
How much blood is there?
Blood?
Yeah. Blood, yeah.
I mean, you can jump off a building and you land and you bleed yourself, not only killing people, but there's blood everywhere.
I read that you can drink in this one and the screen goes fuzzy. Is that true?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. You see like two guys coming at you. There's really only one.
Yeah. Have you made it into the strip club yet?
Yes, I have.
And how's that going?
No nudity. But,
yeah, that's pathetic.
Know, that's worst okay. strip club ever.
It's pathetic. That's not much of a strip club. There's no stripping there.
Yeah, I mean, if you can count on one thing in a strip club, it ought to be strippers.
Yeah. It's like a bikini bar, not a strip club.
Oh, come on.
That's disappointing.
You can kill anyone, but you don't want to see a girl topless. That's... Although it is rather pathetic that we need to see girls topless in a game. In a video
but,
game.
But I'm saying to you, just like I said after seeing Forgetting Sarah Marshall, what's the downside?
Right.
If you can put boobs in it, put boobs in it. Thank you for the call, Al. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Jake real quick. He's on line 6. Jake is ditching work today, it sounds like. Jake and Covina, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, dude. How's the game?
Man, I love it. I got it at midnight, and I've been playing it ever since. I barely paused there and had to call you guys, but I called at work. I have work actually at 2, and I begged my coworker, the only girl that works at my work, to cover for me, and she did. She totally saved my
life. So basically you can find your own replacement, and you don't have to call a boss? That's pretty cool. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's
was,
pretty cool.
Luckily, exactly. Yeah, luckily, my boss would probably wouldn't be too happy because I work in the police force.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Oh, very nice.
No,
that's great.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
So, Jake, what is it about this that makes you have to play it all day today? Because you know it'll still be there if you went to work today and then you came home. You could still play today,
I know,
right?
I know, but there was so much hype, and I bought into it. I don't know why. I just did.
Yeah,
I mean, they have fat black hookers. I mean, you can't really argue.
You can't beat that.
He doesn't sound disappointed.
Exactly.
Now, you're not a an officer of the law, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent.
Well, you can do all your shooting at home now and not out on the force, right?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
I'm doing what the criminals wish they could do to me.
I hope we don't need you today in some way.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Let's do one more. Carlos is teaching our kids. Carlos is in Encino. He's a high school teacher. Hey, Carlos. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning. I got like 4 Red Bulls in me just to operate because I teach algebra at the high school level. And little bastards are going to try to sideline me today.
Dude.
Because I got to the store at 11:30. I picked up the game. I came home. I played it till about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then I snoozed. I just woke up. And I what?
Huh?
Right?
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Now, if you're teaching high school today, why don't you just call in sick?
No, are you kidding? I'd rather get paid than not. Besides, I think period 3 and 4 is a test, I think.
Well, who knows if you don't?
I gotta check my schedule.
Oh, you're the best.
You're sounding rough, Carlos.
Yes, Carlos.
You really sound rough, dude.
You're effed up.
I'm so tired. So you know what? The kids are gonna get a kick out of it because they've known for a long time. I even had it on the board that I'm counting down the days for GTA 4.
Excellent.
It's cool, so I can talk about that. At elementary school, I couldn't get away with that.
Yeah. No.
I understand.
Killing prostitutes is something you don't want to talk about to elementary school.
I'm guessing kids. Not, but high schoolers are ready for that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, naturally. I mean, some of them are doing it on their weekends, their MySpaces. So.
I sure wish I had Carlos as a teacher.
Oh, dude.
I never had anyone cool enough to play GTA 4 or any of the GTAs. Yeah. Never had anyone. All of my teachers were dorks.
When GTA Vice City came out, the kids sidelined me because they wanted to know some cheat codes, and I had actually memorized a couple of them.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll just talk about this for 5 minutes, and I'll write them out on the overhead for you guys. But that's the last time we're talking about it. But it wasn't.
No, of course not. That's you gave fantastic. Them cheat codes the whole time. All right, if you pass this test, I'll give you another cheat code.
That's fantastic. So, Carlos, last question. Do you have a bunch of kids who are too young to play this game that are actually playing in any way that you talk to?
No, I teach only juniors and seniors, so...
So they're 17 and up, right?
Yeah, if it was ninth graders, there's no way I could talk to them because they're fresh out of middle school. They're idiots anyway. Yeah,
but today, I would like you to spend the whole period talking about it.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're going to be magic. You're going to be good.
Okay. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Thank you, Carlos. Have a good day at school.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
Uh-oh. What's this about?
I'm just saying, people that have kids, you know, maybe.
The following is rated MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
The kids are all busy playing Grand Theft Auto 4. Don't even worry about it. They're not listening.
It's our new game, Guess That Sex Crime. Now, the problem with this game is that Bean reads everything.
Yeah.
So he knows stories ahead of time. So, Bean, if you have heard this story, you're not allowed to guess. But I'm going to play you some news clips, and then I want you to tell me what the guy was doing.
Okay.
Guess That Sex Crime.
Okay.
There you go.
Art Price Jr. lives just across the street, and to think that he could do this kind of thing so close to an elementary school.
Now, let me just butt in here and say he was close enough to an elementary school for kids to see, but no kids saw him.
I know this one.
You do?
This is a good one.
Best story ever?
It's a pretty good one.
So close to a playground that kids could very well have seen him had they been out playing.
All right, Lisa, do you have any idea?
This isn't the picnic table guy?
Oh, it is the picnic table. You've heard that too.
We did it on the air! Yeah.
Less than 100 yards away from where the children have recess.
Captain Matt Johnson from the Bellevue Police Department tells us Price lives within eyeshot of Ridge Elementary School, and on four separate occasions between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and noon, an anonymous neighbor this year, as late as March 14th, videotaped Price walking out onto his deck.
They actually gave the police four videotapes of him having sex with a table.
That is the worst idea ever,
it is.
By the
and
way.
We played this on the air a couple weeks ago, and we had people call in, and all of them had better inanimate objects that they'd had sex with than a picnic table. And this guy's
weak
sauce.
It's a case that has police in the small town shaking their heads in disbelief.
I'm just going to continue for people who haven't heard it, because
it's amazing.
A listener sent this to me yesterday, and it's the best story ever, and I don't understand how this is a good idea. And I mean, and I'm a guy, and I know what guys do.
This is what we said last time, though, which is there have to have been 20 things inside his house that would have been more satisfying than tipping the table and having sex with that outside.
I'm sure part of it was being outside and the excitement of being discovered and seeing people watching. But still, that particular object, really?
Right. It wasn't just that he was outside. It was the same thing each time.
Yeah.
Which
right.
seems bad.
Witnesses say they saw Price walk out onto his deck and use the table in a sex act.
Walking out onto his deck and standing this round metal table on its side.
The first video we had, he was completely nude, and he'd used the hole for the umbrella and have sex with the table.
Okay. All right.
That seems uncomfortable.
I was a little confused because we talk about a lot of stories off the air. I didn't realize that one made it onto the air, but but a table. A metal table.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Are you down to a metal table?
It'd be cold too, wouldn't it?
But at least the dude was married and had three kids.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Three school-age kids.
That's just sad.
Mommy, why is Daddy hurting the table?
Four times. He didn't try it and go, wow, that hurts. That was a bad idea.
Right.
He went, I returned. In love.
Yes. I got to do that thing with the table again. When is everyone going to be gone?
What's with the pole?
What the hell is happening with that dude? So that's the sex crime of the day. Congratulations. All right. We're going to talk to Doto just after the top of the hour. Very excited about that.
Yep.
Spencer the Love Dispenser on the way.
Okay.
But first, time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. I don't know if you heard, but the real David Hasselhoff spent all weekend calling us here at K-Rock trying to get tickets for Coachella. And he ended up getting in down
he
there.
He did.
Do you know how far rehab is from Palm Springs?
We have fantastico.
If you weren't listening to the Kevin Bean Show yesterday, we played just a tiny portion of the tape that we accumulated over the weekend with all of the Hoff's calls. He called, what, 8 times or something like that over the weekend, right?
Yep.
And
about 15 minutes worth.
A couple of times he didn't know or forgot that he had dialed and was just having conversations with people.
Yeah.
What was just so fascinating to me is to see the mind of a celebrity, which is, I want that. I will make a phone call and it will happen for me for free.
And by the way, it did. No, it didn't for free. I think he ended up paying for it, but he got him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Where was the fight that we heard between Ohio and New Jersey or whatever that was? Remember, you're a punk. You're a bitch.
Yeah, that was on the new Tila Tequila Shot at Love 2, I think.
Yes, yes.
This is Ohio here. You know, and I thought we were cool. I thought we were boys. But, you know, you guys are the punk bitches.
Wow.
Okay.
Good to hear from Ohio, though.
Ed Bean.
How dare you?
You do a morning show. You post a podcast. You do a morning show. You post a podcast.
Right.
Not 2 days later. Not 3 days later. Post it the same freaking day.
Okay, I can explain that if there's any kind of a lag time, and that's that Dave the King of Mexico is responsible.
Say no more.
We're on Dave time when it comes to stuff getting up on the website, so you gotta, you know, keep in mind.
The poor guy can't help it. He's Mexican.
You're lucky to get it a couple days later.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
That is a good call. Thank you, sir.
I like sex with no candle. What?
Don't know. Remember we were doing the 10 most annoying singers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The most annoying singers of all time? How about Alanis Morissette?
I want you to know.
I know the segment on the worst singers ever is over, but I would like to nominate the entire Kevin and Bean Morning Crew staff.
Aww.
You guys suck. Have a day.
I agree with him.
Aww.
No, I think that's accurate.
Tried really hard, though.
Grand Theft Auto 4 out today.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? I'm so excited. I'm just leaving the midnight launch of Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm going to get home, hook it up, and I'm going to play it, and I'm going to...
Okay.
He was excited.
So that happened a lot.
All right.
Psycho Mike is really gay. Psycho Mike is really gay.
Right.
Psycho Mike is really gay. Psycho Mike is really gay.
Good to hear from David Bowie.
Hey, guys. Time for your Gossip Girl update.
Oh. By the way, since when has Dave started sounding this gay?
Really?
Come on. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hi, boys. Time for your Gossip Girl update. So, Nate and Vanessa are hooking up. What's up with that? And... what does Georgina have over Serena? What did she do? Now Georgina's going after Dan? Oh, man, it's getting good. XOXO, Mr. Dave.
Wow.
Hey, Perez, why don't you call some of your girlfriends and talk to them about the freaking Gossip Girl? Leave the Afro line free for people who want to call and talk about manly things, all right? Let me just try this. Do you remember talking about Grand Theft Auto? You remember taking calls from listeners about the Grand Theft Auto 4 coming out
today?
Is
that out?
I'm doing a segment called Guess What Comes Out Today in Video Game World. See if you can guess.
Guys, we're losing Kevin. I really do think
we can't let him put anything on the air without, you know, being vetted. By someone else around
here. I am not retarded. All right, I'm retarded.
Do you remember talking to Kerry Walsh, the AVP player for this week? Oh, you do remember that conversation.
I do remember that, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but tomorrow you're going to say, guess the volleyball player, and you come in and play audio from your interview with her and say, do you know who this is?
You know what else I remember? I remember calling the Congo and having it work, mother effer!
That was almost 2 hours ago. I'm shocked that you still recall that.
It worked perfectly fine.
7:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Sad news. Beauty and the Geek is being put on indefinite hiatus.
That show is still on?
Yeah.
No.
Apparently, it's not doing too well in the ratings this season.
It was great the first year, but I got to be honest, I dropped off after that.
Well, it's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you do once. Oh, that was interesting. Then you move on. CW is not happy with the ratings, so they're putting it on indefinite hiatus. So it'll probably be back.
Sure, no, that's positive.
We just sent a lot of peanuts to CW. They'll put it back on the air. This is the show's fifth season, by the way.
It is? Wow.
There's been five of them. Really?
I only remember two. I was thinking this was the third.
Season finale is May 13th, so you can check that out if you want to say goodbye.
I hope the geek wins.
Speaking of television being officially out of ideas, a new cartoon series has been announced.
Yes.
Featuring Bob and Doug McKenzie.
No.
What?
Way.
Do you remember Bob and Doug McKenzie from the movie Strange Brew?
Play that.
And from the TV series SCTV?
When was that popular?
Early 80s?
Yeah.
80s, right?
Take off, you hoser.
Take off to the Great White North,
whatever that song was. Take off, you hoser. Hey, you got any back bacon, eh? Sure, put your toque on and let's go drink some beers, eh?
80s. 1980s.
Take off, eh?
Well, Canadians are still funny.
Yeah, Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis are coming back to voice Bob and Doug McKenzie in an animated series come this fall.
Hmm.
Wow. Wow.
They must not have any good voice actors here.
Yeah,
because,
hey, wait a minute! More bad news in TV land. Fran Drescher announces that she and Rosie O'Donnell are teaming up to do a sitcom.
That is just not possible.
Did they say how can we find the two most annoying women in the world and put them on a show together? Because that'll be good.
I have no idea the brain trust behind this idea.
Buzzkill!
We'll air this fall on the brand new Hell Network, which I hadn't heard of either.
And even the Hell Network will cancel that after one showing.
Fran Drescher tells TV Guide that the pair will play friends since high school who live very different lives but live in the same apartment building.
That's crazy.
We're the gals who watch Sex in the City, but we ain't getting any.
Really?
Wow, if it's just as funny as that description, then we'll all be happy.
Didn't Bean have a very good experience with Fran Drescher on the red carpet?
Never spoke with
her. Yes, we were on the red carpet of a Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie. We were doing celebrity interviews as they came down the red carpet.
The makeover of the night on the red carpet. Fran Drescher joining us up here. You know, we were talking as you were coming up that you've done a movie with Pierce Brosnan before, The Beautician and the Beast. Did you ever imagine he'd end up being a James Bond?
I didn't. Pierce Brosnan was not in Beautician and the Beast.
Really?
I think I'm going to get back on the line.
She literally just turned and walked away.
Yeah.
And she should have.
And she should have.
She spent enough time with us to know.
In Beast of Fact, it was Timothy Dalton.
Who was it? James
it was a
Bond.
James Bond.
Yeah.
Right. Still doesn't make it any more right.
No.
No.
It makes it less wrong.
You can understand why it happened.
Sure.
And she could have been gracious.
Right.
She said, oh, no, that was a different Bond, she could have said.
Maybe the makeover of the week.
Yeah, I thought that was insulting, too, because...
You used to be ugly, now you look good.
Right.
She
it was clearly
very good.
She did look good, but you're also saying you used to look bad.
Yes.
That's what the makeover of the night means.
Yeah, I blew it on every level.
Right.
At the beginning of that sentence and at the end of that sentence, I failed in both spots.
All right.
Stone Temple Pilots frontman Scott Weiland sentenced yesterday to 8 days in jail. A judge in Van Nuys, California, made the ruling after Scott pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor DUI that he got back in November of 2007. He was arrested after getting to a minor fender bender on the L.A. freeway, and they said, whoa, you're effed up! He's got to serve the time before May 28th. He's going to have to do it even sooner than that if he wants to hit the scheduled STP live show. First one since 2002 in Columbus, Ohio. So that's May 17th, so you better start serving.
He needs to serve the hell out of that sentence.
He's going to serve the crap out of it. Want to make some money?
Yes!
Then get in your cars and drive back to Coachella, people.
Why?
Coachella organizers are offering a $10,000 reward for anyone who can return the giant inflatable pig that John Waters was flying over his closing performance on Sunday night.
John Waters?
I'm sorry.
That guy was good.
Yes, he was directing a film about a giant pig. Roger
Kevin,
Waters,
you ever been
course,
to Coachella?
Pink Floyd.
How dare you?
He's going to play a game. Guess who I saw in the desert.
I was there this weekend.
Oh, you were.
You remember that. Wow.
Apparently, Waters, who of course was one of the co-founders of Pink Floyd, played a version of the band's 1977 song Pigs as the giant inflatable dirigible-like pig floated above the crowd, which broke loose from its moorings and just floated off into the desert.
It's so weird, as big as that is, that somebody hasn't reported where it came down, unless it's just out in the middle of nowhere, in the Mojave somewhere.
Yeah, but given the substances that were being ingested at Coachella, a lot of people could have seen the flying pig and went, Dude, I'm so baked.
I've got to stop doing this.
I'm seeing flying pigs.
And now they're here and they could have got 10 grand for it.
Not only that, but organizers say if you find the pig, you get the cash and 4 Coachella tickets for life.
Dude, no kidding.
You can really want that pig back. Every Coachella festival for the rest of your life, you and 3 of your friends.
Wow, do they want that pig?
Right now, stoners all over Southern California are hopping in their cars and saying, where did I put my keys?
I don't blame them. I would do that if I had the time. I'd totally go looking for it.
Yes, you would.
I would.
You know, sounds like that fun. Part of the world
is,
anyway.
I absolutely believe Bean when he says that.
Yeah,
I totally would.
In the middle of the desert, no people. That'd be great.
No life.
Although, a little warm for me.
And a lot of flies.
You think?
A lot of flies.
A lot of flies.
Swarms. But if you found it, you could have it.
Clowns,
you know what I mean?
Flies.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You're saying he would do the pig?
That's what I'm saying.
You're twisted.
Oh, dear God.
I'm not the one doing it. Now. I'm not the one doing it. He is.
Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
Says she's not pregnant.
Okay.
Dismissing the rumors of pregnancy is just silly. And it's true. If you look at her body, that would be just silly. Get pregnant.
Waste.
Ruin everything. She also says that although it seems like she's getting engaged in a hurry to her fiancé, Rob Patterson Korn, it's not the case because they've known each other for a long time now. They understand each other, and they enjoy being engaged. There's no rush for them to get married. So her third marriage is somewhere off in the distance, according to Carmen.
I don't trust her choices in mates after Dennis Rodman. I got news for you.
But then she went on to
Dave Navarro.
Dave.
Yeah, and that lasted all of, what, 3 years?
He seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. She's still married wrong, though.
Maybe it's Herbie.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's her.
Congratulations to Amy Poehler and Will Arnett. She is going to be a real-life baby mama. She and Will will have their first child in the fall, has been announced. And sad news, our condolences and a hearty, what the F were you thinking? When comedian Kathy Griffin told Us Weekly magazine over the weekend she and boyfriend Steve Wozniak, richest man in the world, split.
Oh, really?
Dude, how did she let him get away?
They broke up. Us Weekly magazine found out backstage at the GLAAD Awards Saturday night here in Los Angeles. Apparently, she won the best reality show from GLAAD. I guess she figures she doesn't need him anymore. No, she's got that prestigious award.
Sure.
We've known Kathy for many, many years, and I think you guys will back me up when I say she seemed genuinely excited by that relationship with Steve. Really seemed to dig that dude.
Yeah.
Because he's stinking rich!
No, but she really enjoyed, it sounded to me
she
like when we were talking about
money.
It.
She money.
She also, but Bean, she also said she sees him like 4 days a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't
yeah.
like a hardcore living together relationship type thing, I don't think.
I'm still sad for her, though. I was glad to see her happy.
I think Bean was at the GLAAD Awards this weekend. He gave out the special flimsy Lifetime Achievement Award.
To himself.
To himself.
By the way, you stoners that are out there heading for Coachella, looking for the pig,
yeah.
NBC says it could be in Mexico. So you might want to expand your search to Mexico as well.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's one fast-moving pig.
That is a pig that gets around.
Oh, just heard it's in Peru. This is one big J-off to everyone who's going to sign on.
They still have it?
Yeah. Let's see if we can get some a-holes to run around the world looking for a giant pig.
And they would never have to pay the 10 grand because
exactly.
It's not gone.
They just laugh.
Oh, that's good.
Today's
part of that new Ashton Kutcher reality show or something. We're all being punked.
You got pigged. That's what I'm going to say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jerry Seinfeld's 54 years old today. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis turns 51. Michelle Pfeiffer turns 50 years old today. Eve Plum, little Jan Brady of the Brady Bunch, also turns 50. Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips is 40. Uma Thurman is 38 years old today. And Master P is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. Walk the show this week.
Kevin Bean, just one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, Tuesday morning, 8:09. By the way, we'll take your calls for Spencer, the love dispenser, if you need love advice answered by the great Spencer Pratt from The Hills. That's coming up next here on K-Rock. First, though, that little voice you heard was our friend Doto, who has been a member of the Kevin and Bean family for, geez, years and years. Yet I think I know less about him today, Kevin, than the day we were first introduced to the man.
That is possible. Good morning, Doe.
It's almost like you're my stepfather, Bean.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's identical to that.
How are you feeling? I heard you were a little bit under the weather recently. You doing okay, pal?
I got things straightened out with the old man. Don't worry about it, Bean. I was in San Francisco for a week.
Okay.
Is that a euphemism for I was sick?
Maybe.
No, no. He was actually in San Francisco.
I was in San Francisco. Yeah.
You went to Chinatown, right?
Yeah, I was in Chinatown with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you were also ill, though, but you're fine now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doto, why are you so mysterious? Why are you so difficult to pin down on even the simplest questions?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin.
No, it's fine. I'm not complaining. You're a mystery. I'm more confused every time we hang up the phone with you than I was before we talked to you.
Because okay. The reason why, because sometimes I have issues and I'm a little bit confused in being, but I do come to my conscious being.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to talk to you about an email that you sent to Bean.
Yeah, I did. About the problems I have with the old man.
Yeah.
My parents said, "Doe, you're stupid." I said to them that you better shut your effing mouth or else I'll kick your effing ass, you bustard.
Yeah. That's
wow.
That's,
you said that to your parents?
Yeah, that was before.
Before what?
Before you worked it out.
Yeah.
What were they doing that was making you so angry, Doto?
I don't know, because the problem, Kevin Bean, you know, like sometimes in the Asian culture, sometimes their ways of thinking is not, it's kind of old fashioned, Bean.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And sometimes they're not as American as you and I.
Sure.
Okay.
What, and so that played a part of it? Of your parents, did they try to kick you out of the house? Because it sounded from your email like they did.
They try, but it would be pretty rare, Kevin. But they don't. It would never get to that point.
How old a guy are you now, Doto?
Let's say that if I'm in my 30s, Bean.
Okay. At some point, will you move away from your parents' home?
Yeah, but where will I be living, Bean?
A 10-year span is as close as we can get to his age, by the way.
No, he's sketchy
he's
on every level.
In his 30s.
I think you get a job and then an apartment, Doto.
Right, like everyone else does.
Bean?
Yes, Doe.
If a person has a learning disability, can our parents tell them to leave?
Okay. A learning disability can work, by the way.
That's what you were saying in your email, is
that it is against the law to kick a disabled person out of the house. Is that true?
No, that's not true at all. Well, what would you even?
I thought that usually depends on the condition. If it was mentally retarded, if you don't know right from wrong, then that's a different story, right, Bean?
I mean, I would think that would be more likely that, yeah, the parents, I don't think it would be a legal issue, but I think the parents would be concerned about sending somebody who's mentally disabled out to live on his own. But, no, that doesn't describe you at all. You're perfectly capable of supporting yourself and taking care of yourself and living on your own, aren't you?
I could be.
You're getting your master's degree, for God's sake.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. You say you're going to get your master's degree next year.
Yeah.
Aren't you planning to work?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you get your master's degree and you start working, then you won't have to live with your parents anymore.
That's true, Kevin.
Look, Doto, most people live on their own and don't have a master's degree. I'm a college dropout, and I'm able to support myself, as millions of other people are. I mean, you don't need to wait for your master's to get a place of your own.
Yeah, you know, I just like to get my life straightened out, Kevin.
But here's what really concerned me about your email, Doe, and I don't pretend to understand your specific family situation, but you say in your email that I said to my folks, if you kick me out of the house, I could have you arrested and fined for kicking a disabled person out of the house. I mean, it just seems threatening and ugly. It seems like the type of thing you ought to be able to just have a conversation family member to family member about without, you know, threatening to sue them for asking you to move out when you're 35 years old.
Yeah. Look, Kevin, I already got things working out with him, Kevin. I control my cool with him.
You controlled your cool.
My temper, and that's all, yeah.
Okay, so when you write that you're going to kick their ass, that's just you being angry. You're not really doing that.
No, I was being a jerk, Bean.
Okay, that was me, Kevin.
Being honest.
Okay, all right.
You know, I wish sometimes I can live with a Caucasian parents thing, Bean. Things would be a lot more perfect, Kevin.
You wish you lived with Caucasian parents.
Yeah, but let's say we live with an American parent, right, Kevin? Then at least they'll have a different way.
I don't know. American parents might have kicked you out a whole long time ago.
I think they would have.
Because they do that. They don't have the community idea that Asians often do, which is that family stays together like that.
So you say that Caucasians are not very conservative?
No. What she's saying is that it is not as common in our culture for somebody to live with their parents to your age. Most people move out by the time they get into their, you know, mid-20s. They move out if they're Caucasian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let me ask you this. Don't you want to live on your own? Wouldn't it be fun for you to have your own place? You can have all the girls over you want. You don't have to worry about coming and going and getting in the way of your parents and everything.
Yes, Bean.
Yeah, because of all that endless stream of girls that he has wanting right, to come exactly. to his house.
I don't know, Joe. I just think it's time for you to grow up a little bit and get out there and enjoy the world. That's
Bean,
all I'm saying.
Bean, if you were my old man, would I be out of the house a long time ago, Bean?
Absolutely. You would have been out of the house the day you turned 16.
What do you mean, Bean? You mean 16? I thought that. 25, right, Bean?
No.
18's the legal.
All right, 18 tops you would have been out of the house. There's no way I want some kid living with me if they're 18 and they're able to support themselves. Get the hell out of the house, Doe. That's what I'm saying.
And pay your own bills, right, Kevin?
Right. And yes. pay your own bills, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, listen, Doe, real quick before we go, and I'm so glad we got to catch up with you. What are you doing for work these days?
What am I doing for work?
Mm-hmm.
I work. Why do you ask, Kevin?
Well, being here, because it seems like the only time you ever talk about work is when you go overseas, when you go to Asia and you teach in those schools for your dad and stuff. Do you have any kind of a job in the United States?
Yeah.
What
are you doing?
I do work part time at the university. I work in the international department, Kevin.
Which university?
Have you heard of Laverne?
Yeah.
I work there for hours a day, Kevin.
Okay, and what do you do there?
I take care of paperwork in an international student department.
Okay, so you're working part time at the college. That's all you're doing right now?
Yeah.
You got to get yourself a full time job, though.
Yeah, I'm applying, Bean.
Where okay. are you applying?
I'm just applying to different and various government agencies.
Different and various government agencies.
Yeah, because my degree is in public administration.
Okay. All right. We ought to make that a priority. I think that'd be best for everybody concerned for you to get your own job, get your own place, move out of the house. Yep. I think you'll find you get along with your parents a lot better.
Can I possibly live with you, Bean?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can live with Bean.
And I guess I won't be paying rent, right, Bean?
No, he'll pay you.
I don't know
kidding?
That I'm ready.
That'd be the best thing ever.
I don't know that I'm ready to have Doe come live with me. I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe I can live with Ralph.
Yes, no problem there.
That would be fine as well.
Yeah. Ralph is moving into a new house in the valley.
That's
Why don't
right.
you go live with him?
That's right.
And I guess how much would the rent be? About $500 a month.
No, he'd pay you as well. Yes. You know All who right, really Joe. Would want you is Alex. I mean, I think she would want you the most.
Psycho Mike.
Or Psycho Mike.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Doe, we're out of time for right now, but don't make it so hard for us to get you on the phone next time, okay? If we want to talk to you, just to carve out some time to talk to us, okay? Don't make us chase you all up and down the West Coast to get you on the phone, all right?
No problem. Thanks, man.
That was odd when you said you were going to San Francisco so you couldn't talk to us, and we thought to ourselves, well, they have phones in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
That was me.
That's Kevin, actually. All right, Doe. Have a great day. Thanks for talking to us.
Bean.
I know you do.
You need some babes.
I know you do.
Step one is getting that job, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye
now.
See you later, Doe.
Doto is so coming up to live with you, Bean. That's a match made in heaven.
All right. I'll make a deal with you.
Match made in heaven.
I will make a deal with you. It's Kevin Bean Show, KROQ 25. I will allow Doto to come live with me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow Spencer Pratt to come live with you. Good morning, Spencer.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, guys.
Hey, man. How are you?
It's, life. It's a storm. Seek shelter in the birds.
We're going to take your calls if you have love advice questions for Spencer, the love dispenser, 1-800-520-1067. Ben, Johnny, please hang on. We'll get to you in a moment. Last night on the Hills, there wasn't much Spencer on the show last night because it was the big housewarming party over at LC's place. And you, of course, weren't invited, Spencer, although all the other guys were there. How does it make you feel when you watch the show and you see that, Justin is over there and Steven is back and everybody's there but you? What's up with that?
It's just a party for the stupid people. I was busy, pumping iron. I started my own fight club.
You started your own fight club.
That's right, Bobby. And whatever, Kevin. Boss, I was like, dude.
Nope, you were just sitting on the couch bitching out your sister Stephanie like you always do. Listen up from last night's The Hills.
How am I supposed to tell Heidi that? You're thinking about going to LC's party.
I'll tell Heidi. Heidi put this behind her, I feel like you're the one holding the grudge.
Yes, I guess that's what I'm doing, holding
exactly.
a grudge.
Exactly. Heidi's not.
I have nothing more to say to you, really, so you can take your bobo and leave me at peace.
I don't want to leave like this.
Okay, then I'll go.
All right, there's our boy. There's Spencer.
That is best case scenario, though.
I don't want to leave like this. She should run for the door.
No kidding. Wait, I'm sorry. Do I hear something?
What is wrong?
Yeah,
it's a girl's voice.
That would be me, Spencer.
Oh, that's so cute that you think your opinion matters. Why don't you keep your trap shut? Do your job.
Such an ass.
I don't even hear you. It's like da 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 da.
All right. Well,
God,
listen.
You should be dead.
You're a dick to everyone on the show, but try to be nice to our listeners. We'll take your calls right now for Spencer, the love dispenser.
What's going on, Nadine and Heidi?
I should be asking you. I don't know. I don't talk to her.
I don't even hear anything you say. It's just...
Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser!
Oh, it's just so stupid.
Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser!
I just don't even know.
Yeah. That's truer words have never been spoken. Spencer, say good morning to our friend Johnny. He's in Eagle Rock this morning on line 3. Johnny, thanks for holding on. You're on with Spencer Pratt from the Hills. Go ahead. What's your question?
What's up, boss?
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Miss Spencer? Well, you know, like my wife and I, we've actually been married like 6.5 years, I guess, now. Uh-huh. And we've been trying to spice it up, and we kept it good for a while. But now that she's pregnant...
Oh, whoa. Just stop right there. Why don't you... this time of year, Florida or Alaska are good. There are no extradition laws there, so I would say you could probably get a ticket on Southwest by the end of the day. All right. Go ahead. Just leave her.
No, he's married. He and his wife are having a child. He's not trying to leave her,
Prego,
Spencer.
Prego. She's going to get big and giant. Go ahead and get on a plane today and make sure that you change your name and you'll never be found. All right. Great.
That was not at all what he was calling about, but let's try Ben in Hermosa Beach on line 1 with Spencer, the love dispenser. Hi, Ben. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need some help. My heart was broken, and I need to hear some banana pancakes!
Oh, jeez.
What's that, banana pancakes?
Does he make sense, buddy? All right, boss.
That's funny coming from you.
Let's whatever.
Say good morning to Marissa in Whittier. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
You're on with Spencer, the love dispenser.
Hi, Spencer.
You sound kind of fat. What?
Adam.
You are?
Oh, she is. Okay.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and hang up on Monica?
No, she has a question.
At least hear her question. All right. Are you over 100? You sound like you're over 3 digits. Are you over or under 100 pounds? Answer the question, pig.
Wait a minute. 100 pounds is not heavy.
I'm puking right now. Hear that? Vomit in my mouth.
That's
fat
not
girl.
Heavy.
Fat girl.
I'm not.
Do you hear me? Monica?
Marissa.
It's Marissa, actually. Marissa, what's your question? Real quick, let's try to get it in.
Oh, fine.
I'm done with the cooking. eHarmony does not work, and I'm done with blind dates. Where can I meet a really nice guy? Because I'm going to end up like Doto.
I think you need to go to Laos, be a hooker.
What?
Yeah. You probably make a good mail order bride for some pathetic guy because you're fat and you don't deserve a real man.
Next call.
You're probably old too.
Thanks for the call.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Have you seen my new jeans? Right. Check these out, brah.
I don't care about your jeans. Let's talk to
Kitson.
5. Of course she did. Johnny is in Ontario. This is a 909 question. I think you're going to like this one, Spencer. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing? Listen, I have a question for you. How do you make a stripper fall in love with you?
Cocaine.
Really?
That's right, Chief.
That's right, Chief.
Roll up in the club, just smack some blow on the table and say, listen here, girl with nothing going for you. You're sitting here dancing around the club trying to make your dollars. Look at all the China gold I got. Yeah, late due, 10 o'clock. I know the doorman.
You can get him in.
Yeah, sure I can. I can't get you in, though.
I don't think you're getting any real answers here, but should we try one more?
I actually think that one might work.
Should we try?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's try Eddie in Orange. He's on line 6. Final call for Spencer Pratt from the Hills, the love dispenser. Go ahead, Eddie.
What's up, Spencer? I got a question. How do you get a threesome going on with a girl?
Well, I got to tell you, Oswaldo, it's pretty easy for the Spence dog to get a threesome going. I just ask, you know, because chicks love me. But if I was you, what do you do for a living, Eddie?
I'm a graphic designer.
Okay. You need to quit your job. Are you? Unless you're a model or an actor, you really don't matter.
Wow. That's some bad advice right there.
Wow, you're really in a bind right here. Can you share
some of your leftovers?
Yeah, you know what, dude?
Would you mind?
Meet me at Teddy's tonight, 1 a.m. Maybe maybe I'll throw a skank at you. But she's going to be one of my used up. She's going to be like over 22, probably about 108 pounds. I mean, a real porker. Can you handle that, bro? I'm sorry. Yeah, that's all I got for me, bro. How many push-ups can you do, bro?
25.
Sick. All right. Next call. Thanks, Chief.
We're out of time, Spencer, but thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Spencer, the love dispenser. 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 Spencer, the love dispenser.
I just don't even know.
Telling you what their problem is it's calling the movie the Quantum of Silence or whatever the
Quantum
hell that
of
new
Solace
Bond
is.
You're inviting tragedy if you give it a dumb name like that. That's all I'm saying.
They're saying that apparently the latest James Bond film has been hit by a jinx, some kind of a curse.
Okay.
The dude that was delivering the Aston Martin to the set drove it off a cliff. Right through a guardrail and into the lake.
Oh, my
gosh. He sure did. He barely survived that thing, by the way. I think we were talking about this earlier in the week. He had to kick out the windows and then swim to the top. He was in there and underwater for some time before he was able to do that.
In a second accident on Monday, during shooting of a car chase, a stuntman was injured. And on Wednesday, in the third and most serious accident, two stuntmen were badly injured during filming of a chase scene involving a car. And the driver of the car is in critical condition.
Oh, wow.
This was one of those deals where the stunt drivers are driving toward each other. And then at the last second, they're supposed to, you know, turn the wheel so they don't collide. And I think they hit head on and one of them got very seriously hurt. I mean, these are dangerous movies that they make with increasingly more and more elaborate stunts. It's really no surprise. It's rare to see a major motion picture like this get hit with so many in such a short period of filming time, though.
And a week ago, there was another calamity when a man on a bicycle who had stopped by the set to watch filming had a heart attack and died.
Dude.
Wow. Okay, it's cursed.
That's what we're saying.
Well, let me tell you who agrees with that is our old friend, the original James Bond, the first 007 from back in the 1960s, our friend, Oscar winner Sean Connery on the line with us right now. Good morning, Sean.
Well, if it isn't Fat Man and Bobbin.
Well, who's who, by the way?
You don't have to remind
I'd like
you
to be
again.
Fat Man of those two.
you're Bobbin on the
Come on. Oh. You can't really use that kind of language, Mr. Connery. I hate to have to remind you every single time.
I'd like to ask you to stop then. But I wouldn't have to talk about it so much.
Wow. Well, listen, we were discussing before we brought you on the phone, sir, perhaps you heard about all of the unbelievable and mysterious mishaps that are befalling the latest James Bond film. Have you heard about them?
Yes, I have, and I'm telling you that's what happens when you don't hire the original James Bond to be in the film.
Yeah, the set seems to be cursed.
It does. It's quite the curse when a brake line gets cut from one of those Aston Martins.
Wait a minute. We didn't say anything about a brake line being cut. We heard that it went off a bridge, but...
But, Sean, I don't understand how this curse works because they've made, I don't know, 20 Bond movies since you left the franchise and none of them seem to be cursed.
Yes, I know. I think it's because Daniel Craig's hole is
g***ing. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it turns out he has a lot of is up there.
Really?
In rapid succession.
Right. You've never been a fan of Mr. Craig's, I guess, taking over your role, huh?
It's hard for him to sit properly in the car. So while he's squirming around on his butt, somehow he hits the wrong switch and the car goes off a cliff.
Now, I see how that happens.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little old to be playing that role, though? I mean, you're not still angry about that.
Well, I'm just angry because they're paying him many, many millions of dollars to play James Bond.
Yeah, he is getting way more money than you got.
And the most I ever made for the role was $1 million.
No kidding.
Interesting.
I don't use $1 million to wipe up my spilled j***.
Oh, wow.
But how much are you spilling?
More than $1 million worth.
You understand it's a completely different economic environment in the world today. I mean, these movies that Daniel Craig is making, they're making more money than any Bond movie has in the past because they're so big internationally.
My films were big internationally, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Little Miss
Right, but I'm just saying there wasn't nearly as much money at the box office as there is today.
If you adjust for inflation, it turns out my films made just as much as Daniel Craig's film made.
Mm.
Okay.
And they saved money in the production because I used less lubricant and condoms for the
You're not being clear. I don't understand
this. I'm saying Daniel Craig likes to bend over, reach back, spread his hairy cheeks,
No.
And says to a sailor, hey, guess what? Anchor's away.
It has to be a sailor, does it?
Any armed serviceman will do.
I see. All right.
So he's a little flimsy, in your opinion, Mr. Connery.
I wouldn't say flimsy as much as I'd say guzz.
Oh, wow. Well, so he's responsible. His gayness then is responsible for a guy just watching the movie being filmed, having a heart attack and dying on the set.
There was an onlooker who was watching, and he said, that's James Bond? And his heart exploded.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's when they decided to call the film Quantum of Flimsy.
Not calling it Quantum of Flimsy.
No, I'm sorry. Quantum of Girly Man.
Nope.
No, it's Solace. Quantum of Solace is the name.
Quantum
of
Sodomy.
No.
No, that's not it either.
Of Solace.
That's it.
Okay. I suspect you won't be going to see this one when it opens up later this year.
Oh, I'll see it, but only a pirated copy from Dave, the King of Mexico.
What?
He sends me all my films.
He does?
Yes. And then he...
Really? He does, too. Why is everyone in the world gay, Sean?
I wish I knew.
That's what I'm talking about. Better do some research tomorrow before the show.
No. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KQ. Kevin,
no, you
Kevin has more bad ideas for tomorrow.
No!
He's not done with bad ideas for today
yet.
He's working on tomorrow.
How dare you?
Coming up after the news at 9. Now, the bad news is you got to sit through Doc. Got to hear Doc talk. But the good news is, survive that, hear a brand new song from Coldplay called Violet Hill. New Coldplay coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock.
And then Kevin and Bean investigative reporters get to the bottom of this whole thing in Congo where people are afraid that their penises are disappearing.
Nope.
Going to call a foreign country. It's going to go as well as always, which is good news.
Yes, exactly.
Good news for you, the listener. Payoff, payoff, payoff.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm going on a pig hunt. Who's with me?
No one.
Organizers for the Coachella Valley Festival of Lights, or whatever the hell they call it.
That's
out there.
It. Festival of Lights.
They are offering a $10,000 reward if you can find Roger Waters' pig. Apparently he had a giant inflatable pig that was flying over his performance Sunday night at Coachella.
I guess Bean said he's been doing that for many years.
Oh, I didn't
know.
Yeah,
there's a Floyd song from 1977 called Pigs.
Okay.
From the album Animals.
And during that tour, they would use a lot of these inflatable props. This one apparently broke free of his handlers and just went flying out into the desert. And apparently it's expensive to make a giant inflatable pro Barack Obama pig.
$10,000 they're giving you for that.
$10,000 cash. Not only that, but if you do find and return the pig, I guess returning is the hard part. Finding it might be easier. Bringing it back to Coachella could be hard.
I don't know that finding it is easy.
Well, it's a giant flying pig.
Could be in Mexico, dude. I mean, who knows where it came down?
If you do return it, you not only get $10,000 reward, but you also get 4 Coachella tickets for life.
I got to tell you what I would do if I had the resources, and maybe Kevin, your friend Linus, can set us up with this. Get a helicopter and just start doing concentric circles flying over from Coachella outward and looking for this pig. It's got to be downed somewhere in the desert where you'd be able to see it from the air.
But might it not be, first of all, I don't have a helicopter, but second of all,
right.
Might it not be in the ocean? Might it not be, who knows where it went?
I would imagine, and probably why they say it's in Mexico, is they were looking at wind currents at the time to see which way it would fly. So you should be able to narrow it down somewhat.
Okay, so you're looking for it, and you don't want to confuse it with any other giant inflatable flying pig. There is some specific painting on the pig. The words, "Don't be led to slaughter," and a cartoon of Uncle Sam with 2 bloody cleavers in his hands.
Okay, good.
On one side. The other side, it reads Obama with a checked ballot box alongside of it.
So that's the one we're looking for.
So that's the one.
Just that one.
That's the particular one we're looking for. If you see any other giant flying pigs, just let them go. We're looking for this particular
I saw one with 2 cleavers, but the other side was kind of blank.
That didn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's not it. That's not the one.
Is that Mechaniacs or something?
Yeah.
On the other side? So that's what you're looking for right now if you want to make some quick cash.
All right.
You got nothing but time on your hands and you want 10 grand.
It's a good deal.
Go on a pig hunt.
I want to do it.
Sure you do.
Sounds like fun.
When I was in college, pig hunt had a whole different connotation to it.
Oh.
What do I know?
Yeah.
Stone Temple Pilots frontman Scott Weiland was sentenced to 8 days in jail yesterday. A judge in Van Nuys made the ruling after Scott pled no contest to a misdemeanor DUI that he got back.
Guilty!
In November of 2007. He was arrested after getting to a minor fender bender on L.A. Freeway, but the police said, something's up. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he was under the influence. He has to serve his time before May 28th. And fans are hoping he'll do that even sooner because he's got the first scheduled STP show since 2002 in Columbus, Ohio on May 17th. So you're going to want to
get out of jail quick.
That courthouse in Van Nuys, that's over by where you live in the valley, right, Ralph?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Right near his house. Is it pretty close?
No, I'm much near Parker Center.
No, no, you're moving to the valley. You're a valley boy now.
I'm not sure. I got to check into that. I think I'm mistaken.
Really bugs Ralph.
Speaking of Stone Temple Pilots, they are playing, of course, the Virgin Mobile Festival at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland, August 8th and 9th. New headliners have been added to that list. We've got Foo Fighters, Jack Johnson, Kanye West, Nine Inch Nails, and STP. Just added yesterday, Chuck Berry, the 82-year-old father of rock and roll.
Oh, my.
I hope Bean tells us that story about reading that book
Me
again.
Too. That was good.
That
remember?
Was a good, good story.
Where he said he read it all the way here, and then we read the rest of it on the way back.
That was great.
That was
I'm just
good.
Saying, you brought up Chuck Berry. I just read his autobiography
right.
this week.
So it goes into your head. It goes into your head. Oh, wait a minute. I just read his autobiography this week. That stays in your head. And then you say, but wait, no one would be interested in me telling that story, so I'll keep it there in my head where it just popped up. It stays right there inside
the head. It was an interesting coincidence that he's now in the news this week when I just finished reading his book.
But you finish reading a book is not a story. If there's an interesting part in the book that maybe we didn't know about him or something, maybe. But not just you read it. That's not a story.
I was reading the book on the plane. Chuck Berry sat down next to me and said, would you like to go under a glass table with me?
I was just reading that book.
Just reading
Shut
a book.
Up, Bean.
It's not a story.
It's not a story.
How could you possibly mistake that for something that you should tell anyone?
I accept your score.
All right. Also on the lineup, Iggy Pop.
It's common knowledge the guy's retarded.
Yeah, that's true. Iggy Pop and the Stooges and Bob Dylan added to
the
lineup as well.
Oh, good times, Bob.
I've got a Bob Dylan sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That's another good
story.
Is that
story. What you're talking about, baby? Yes. Does it qualify?
And,
Dean, I reject you totally.
More STP Music Festival news. The Voodoo Music Experience happening in New Orleans, October 24th through the 27th at City Park in New Orleans. As just revealed, their lineup, REM, Nine Inch Nails, and STP all performing at that event as well. So, good stuff. And politics, once again, rearing its ugly head in the showbiz news. More celebrities talking about who they're going to vote for come November.
Yes, thank goodness.
Us Weekly tells us that Nicole Richie and Joel Madden are backing a Barack Obama.
Shut up!
So for those of you who are on the fence, now Nicole Richie's weight is behind Barack Obama, which isn't that much.
Right? It isn't very much.
It's very slender. No. It's very slim.
Well, now I know how to vote. That's good.
And Joel Madden told Us Weekly that they're hoping the senator from Illinois makes it to the White House because he's just a great person. Well, there is some political insight from Joel Madden of Good Charlotte.
In the celebrity's defense, though, that is one of the standard questions that the paparazzi and everybody asks them all the time is, who are you voting for?
Right. And then so you say, doesn't really matter.
Or you say Barack Obama, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you don't have to add, I think he's a sharp dresser.
He's a good guy.
Always has good grooming habits.
I've seen him on TV a couple times. Seems nice.
Owns expensive shoes. Because your reason always makes sound like a dope.
Yeah.
Unless you have some political point of view, which most people don't. Today's celebrity birthdays, rapper Master P is 38 years old today. Actress Uma Thurman also turns 38. Carney Wilson, who we most recently saw on Celebracadabra, and by Carney. Most recently saw...
Your wand.
Break it.
They broke her wand.
I meant she appeared on it, but no one really saw it.
No.
Except maybe Kevin.
That was me.
Because he had to watch.
Yeah.
She's 40. Jan Brady, Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch, is 40 years old today. 50 years old, as is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh.
Oh, how different are they?
Night and day.
Two 50-year-olds.
Remember her in the Catwoman suit in the Batman Returns?
It's a pretty tight suit.
Man. Daniel Day-Lewis is 51.
You want it?
Sure. Yes.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
I drink your milkshake.
I like Rodney's version better. And Jerry Seinfeld turns 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yesterday we were talking about our friend David Hasselhoff. Yeah, the Hoff, who was calling all weekend long here at Q-Rock. And however he did it, he ended up ending up at Coachella, enjoying the show. Back on the phone this morning on the Kevin DeBate Show. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to thank you guys for helping me get into Coachella and to thank you for clearing up this situation. I was driving back from Coachella around midnight, and I saw this giant pig on the freeway.
Yeah.
And I don't drink or take drugs, You know, and I thought, well, something's, you know, maybe a little residue left over from my you know, college days. And but I'm glad you cleared that up for me because I see the pig.
You thought you were hallucinating.
Yeah, you should be out there telling the authorities where it is and getting the reward is what you need to be doing, Hoff.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think what you should do is you should grab the pig and hold the pig for ransom, you know, for 12,000 and six tickets because that could sell a Valley Festival. Fantastic.
How did it work with you on Friday night? It sounded like Friday night at 10 o'clock, you heard about Coachella, and then you were just consumed with a burning desire to go immediately.
My daughters went over there and said, hey, Dad, Pink Floyd, man, Prince, man. And I said, you know what? I need to have some fun. So I jumped in the car. I called Casey from K-Rock. He didn't believe it was me. I was having dinner. It took me about 40 minutes to convince him it was me. I said, I need tickets. Ended up driving over. And next day, I just went to the window and said, hey, K-Rock, let me some tickets. Of course, no or no tickets.
Right, of course not.
I popped my way in, and they said, Mr. Osloff, we're very happy that you came. And I went, well, fantastic. And 30 minutes later, I was on stage, backstage with Dwight Yoakam. And I tell you, that's about the world's most fun festival because it's a clean festival. And, you know, it's all ages. It was just terrific. And K-Rock was great. I just called to say thanks to you guys. You guys really did me a favor. I had a blast.
You were on the phone for approximately 40 minutes with Casey, by the way.
Yeah.
Seemed like you could use an assistant.
How did we do you a favor?
If you showed up and there were no tickets, it doesn't seem like we did anything for you.
You did me a favor by actually keeping me enthused about going to Coachella because, I mean, I got to the point where it became an obsession. I've got to get tickets now.
But that didn't happen until late Friday night of the day of the show.
It was great because Saturday, I walked in going, fully expecting not to get in.
Right.
Next thing I know is 30 minutes later, I was on. I said a little prayer. I said, God, please let me have a little fun. Next thing I know is we were on stage with Dwight Yoakam and I was going, this is rocking. And it was so funny. It's all these 12-year-old kids dressed up as hippies. It was very weird festival.
I can't imagine that you get turned away from too many things. Aren't most people really excited when David Hasselhoff shows up at their event?
You know, I'm a good BSer, so I kept saying, you know, Casey left me tickets and K-Rock and la la la. They said, Mr. Osloff, we know you're lying, but just come on.
Nice. If I was running the ticket booth, I would ask you to say this.
This is a mess.
And then I would see if you did it. Figure it out. Make sure it's you.
All right. Here's the last question for you, Hoff, because I know you got to go. We heard in one of the calls that you left over the weekend, you were saying to some of the girls that you were with that since you were getting them into Coachella, there'd better be some sex at the end of the night. Did that pay off for you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know why?
You know what? That is an absolute correct quote, but it wasn't with them. They're like my sisters.
It was with other girls.
No, they...
Here's what happened. You called Casey at K-Rock, but you didn't know it, and you were talking like a half hour, and we could hear it all.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
My press agent's going to love this.
You used the word, I think the two words you used were expect and sex.
Yeah. And the two words are never call K-Rock again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for ruining my career.
I'm just saying, I was giving you a thumbs up for that. I thought that was well played.
Okay. Anyway, God bless you guys.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, and
okay.
I'll probably be back here this week for the Stagecoach Festival. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So,
All right, Hoff. Take it easy, man.
Right,
thanks for calling.
All right. Bye now.
See you. Bye. I don't think he wanted to talk about that aspect of his weekend. Good times.
He didn't realize that he had dialed Casey, and it just kept going and going and going. I was listening to him talk.
But that was accurate what I said, though. Yes. He said something about, I expect sex out of this,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did. And if you're not going to give it to me, I expect you to find somebody who will. And I think he was kidding, but he didn't realize he was on the phone.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
That's
cool. Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin Amin's What It Do, Nephew. Please call us so we don't have to talk to Sam the Armenian comedian.
How dare you?
Who is one of the callers on hold.
Going to him first.
Here's what you get for being on the air with us today. A copy on DVD of the critically acclaimed thriller called The Orphanage, which has the creepiest, scariest kids you've ever seen in your life in the movie. Trust me, I saw the movie and I loved it, so you'll enjoy it too.
Sam, good morning.
Oh.
Hey, Sam.
Yep, really.
That's your boy. That's Sam right there. Doesn't know how to use a phone still.
Hey, Sam.
Well, we tried. You went to him, Kevin. Nothing we can do about that. Let's move on to another
call. We'll go back. That's fine.
Let's talk to Erica in L.A., please. She's on line one. Erica, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do? I just want to know if you're... I wanted to be a part of the Mile High Club.
Right.
So, but my husband didn't get to go on the trip with me, so I ended up going anyway with my family still to New York.
Right.
But I kind of pleasured myself in the bathroom, so I wasn't sure if that counted or not.
As the Mile High Club?
No.
No.
Not even a little bit.
We'd be charter members if that were the case. No, you gotta do it with someone else.
Well, he couldn't go.
Well, I know, but...
There will be other times.
Are you ever going to fly on another plane?
Yes.
All right.
It's like I said, I pleasure myself at 12, so I lost my virginity at 12.
Right. And Erica, by the way, don't be so narrow. There are lots of other guys on the plane, too.
No, but and I'm a lot married.
But he wasn't there.
Ah, but you're not married at 10,000 feet. You understand that, right? That those are earthbound laws. It doesn't count in the sky.
That's not fair.
What about the pilots?
All right.
Hold on.
Try again. That's what you're saying.
They're busy, it turns out. All right. Let's go to...
He said cockpit.
Hildegard in Simi Valley.
No.
Hildegard.
No.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hildegard. All right.
Hildegard.
See Sam?
Not doing well.
Hildegard.
Go back to Sam.
Go back to Sam. Yeah, okay. Let's go back to Sam. Sam!
Dude.
Sam?
How are you?
Hey,
where
Sam.
Where were you when we went to you 3 minutes ago?
I was trying to get myself the cellular phone and the phone put together, you know.
I'm sorry I asked. Never mind, Sam. Why are you calling?
I got a celery phone.
Well,
that's
listen,
cool.
This morning you were talking about witch doctors disappearing penises.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. The Congo, yes.
Well, I don't believe enhancements either, and it's all gimmick. You know, also I have invention for men to play with themselves.
Okay.
So really, this is all nonsense you guys are talking about.
Okay, Sam, the story was out of the Congo, and that's where they believe in witch doctors. And the story was that the witch doctors were supposedly making penises disappear, and there's a...
Why they want to disappear so they don't give AIDS to the virgin girls?
No!
That's the reason.
I don't know that we know the reason.
You know other countries what's happening, Kevin and Bean? They are really raping girls and giving
AIDS. All right, good.
Sam, that's not what we're talking about at all. I want to get back to two things that you said, though. You don't believe in penis enhancements of any kind. In other words, you don't think a guy should do anything if he thinks he's too small, right?
Yeah, I don't believe in Viagra either. I don't believe you have.
How can you not believe in Viagra?
It's not a matter of faith,
right?
It's science. It works.
You have to believe in your own self penises.
Your own self.
And right now, all over the whole market has toys for women. Why not toys for men?
They have lots of toys for men.
Yeah, there are a lot of those already. All right, Sam.
Okay, and what do you mean when you say you've invented something to help men play with themselves? What does that mean?
How do you want clarification on that?
Well, I don't understand what he's talking about.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking.
I was asking you a follow-up question.
Listen. You have to listen to me. I'm a witch doctor myself.
You're a witch doctor. Okay.
I've proven to you many things, yet you still don't believe in me. God damn it. What I have to do for you guys to believe in me?
All I did was ask for some follow-up information.
I know lightning is about to go to the show, and I'm about to fed up with you guys.
What?
How I'm going to get up? I don't think I'm going to be able to be with you guys anymore.
What have we done?
All my
Sam!
Disappearing.
Sam, I just asked, tell me about your invention. That's all I said. How can you be so angry? You brought it up.
Okay. My invention.
What the language. Come on, Sam. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
We had to take Sam off the air because he said about four words that we can't say.
You know, we're going to do a live event next week, Sam. Maybe you can come down and demonstrate your machine for us.
Come Come on.
All right,
what?
Sam.
Would you be willing to do that?
I can't put it back on the air, dude. I can't put it back
why don't
on
you
the air.
He's too fired.
Come to our live event and you can show us the machine.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. We'll set you up and you can come and, so to speak, and we'll see you there. All right. Thank you, Sam. Gotta go.
Jeez.
Wow. That was great.
That was
why was he so mad?
I don't know. He was ready to cut us off.
A bad batch of weed, I think.
That was great.
Well, I think that clearly indicates that this show is over or needs to be.
That was great. Sam and Doto in the same show, by the way. Wow. All right. Recapping on today's Kevin Amin Show. If you missed the announcement, Death Cab for Cutie, the super secret sold out K-Rock show, is tonight at Spaceland. But if you want to go see him, you can at the Nokia Theater LA Live. That's going to be June 23rd. Death Cab for Cutie with Rogue Wave in support. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Please check that out. Also, if you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the AVP Cuervo Gold Crown Huntington Beach Open is happening. Want to go see some volleyball on the pier at Huntington Beach? Go to AVP.com. Carrie Walsh joining us on the program today. Enjoyed talking to her. And tomorrow, we got a huge Kevin Amin Show.
And also, thanks to David Hasselhoff for calling
in. Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And thank you to for sweeping Denver. Okay, tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. Psycho Body on the program tomorrow.
Oh, good.
LaQuisha's going to be here taking a look at Shot at Love 2 with Tila Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Heidi and Spencer from the Hills are on a very special Tyra today.
What is up with that, by the way?
Three jackholes in the same program.
Wow.
Wow, it's going to be douche central.
Amazing.
I only hope Chris Angel stops by.
And are we...
That's all that show needs.
And are we really so desperate that... Are we really so desperate to get high that we would use poop? I mean, have we gotten to that point?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
There's a story on the news of kids in Florida who are huffing poo. Which, by the way, was great at Coachella this past weekend.
Huffing poo? Yeah, they're real good.
Very good. Apparently, that's the new way to get high. Wow. And
because rubber cement doesn't get it done anymore?
And weed is so hard to get? I don't know. I don't understand this. I don't understand it, but we'll get into it tomorrow and find out.
Wow.
You know our listeners have done it.
You know I hope that. Not.
You know they were.
God,
little,
I hope not.
They were in Florida for spring break or something, and they made it up. A-holes.
All right, if you say so. Hey, Tammy Heidi back today. Kat Corbett is Tammy's back from vacation,
no,
so Kat can finally go back to her regular show. I understand she's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including Blur, also Blink-182. We got the latest from the Foo Fighters and so much more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.